Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio.
Here can't be beat, the clash with me.
Better leave all your jaws and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/ The remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone. It is Friday night. It is February the 24th, 2012, and of course, you're live in The Remix. So good to see everybody here. I see the chat room is filling up, as well as the phone lines to you guys. Welcome from everyone listening all over the world. It's good to be here. It's good for it to be Friday night. I don't know about you guys, but I had a pretty amazing week. Lots of energy, lots of power, lots of fire, just a lot of things going on here in the world that we call this world. Here. So it's good to spend this time to be here in the remix with you guys, to see everybody in the house tonight. How's everybody doing? Want to give a big shout out to all of my international listeners, because it's always a treat to have you guys in the house, and I enjoyed connecting with you during the sessions this week. That was always fun. And I want to invite everyone here to just make sure that you download, download, download. That's right. Download the show. Download this show and all of the remix shows that you've heard right here on The Remix. If you didn't get a chance to hear the show last week, know that the show will be here this week. So if you didn't get a chance to hear it last week, you can actually go back and you can download the show from last week. So it'll be good for you guys to come on over and join us here in the forum. If you want to download, all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix and know that the chat room is open. So you can go right on over there, click on the link, click download, and download right to the show. It'll be right there for you. So you guys can definitely do that as well. You can also go over to iTunes and download as well. Know that you can go over to iTunes and download the show also. That's going to be there for you as well. And download straight to your computer. So wherever you want to download, you can do that there. Good. I see everybody getting themselves settled and they're coming on over. I see you guys on your way. So it's good to have everybody in the house tonight. We're going to be talking about all things as it relates to love and crystals. So love and crystals is what we're going to be relating to tonight as well. So I just want to make sure that you guys are in the house tonight and that you're here. Glad to have you guys here with me in the chat room. People are PMing me. I apologize. So it's good. It's good. We're going to we got a lot of things to get into tonight, and we're going to enjoy ourselves. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of giveaways tonight. Some things have just been placed a little bit more on my heart, and I had a good time to reflect on it this week. And so I want to pass a lot of those things on to you guys tonight. So lots of fun tonight. We have lots and lots of giveaways tonight. I know many of you guys have received the giveaways from the past show that I've been giving out this year. That was one of the things that I did sort of place upon. I'm always giving, but a lot of times it's not actually seen on a large scale, but this year, you know, I wanted to make sure that I do this in sort of more of an open form. So it's a lot of different forms that I do support and support behind the scenes, and I still will continue to do that, but I think it's also important to do certain shows like this one so you guys can see that. And we're going to talk more about that giving and sort of that gift and how it relates. Some of the things that I also want to tell you guys to do, don't forget, if you didn't download the show last week with Brother Panic, you definitely want to go back and download, and do that as well. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, because we'll be doing some calling tonight. You know, we're in February, and wow, I can't even believe it. February's almost over. So we're coming into the time of really getting ready to come into the summer solstice, or really coming into what we know as the year. You just look around the hemisphere you are in and what part of the world, and you can see it begin to come back alive, particularly those of us who are here in the West Hemisphere. So we're seeing that the trees and the grass, you know, these things are coming out of their dormant state and they're beginning to come alive. This is about the cycles of life. This is about the rebirth that we always talk about, transformation energy, you know, going through these transformational times. And nature shows us that first reflection. So we get to see it from nature. You know, we've had a lot of our family members, those of us very close to us, and those of us that is in our tribe make their transition during this time. So it's been a lot of things that on this physical level that we lost, but we've gained so much on a spiritual level. And so I know I've been getting tons of emails about this, so I know that this is really a tough time for so many of us at this particular time as we continue to do our work and work through these. One of the greatest challenges that we'll all be faced with is that just understanding sort of that transforming energy and truly transforming and going through the cycles of life as nature goes through its cycle of life. And so we're in that time now. So tonight we're going to have so much fun. And I know you guys are going to join me on this fun. So I know I'm over here doing this. I know. I know you guys, I just had to send a message out there. So this is what I want to tell you guys, and as we begin to start, so you guys will really, really know, is the readings this particular week. They're powerful every week, but this week it was very, very powerful. An opportunity to add another country, and I think this is another country, Sister Manya could correct me, but the country of Brazil. So we're adding more countries every day. I think we're up to 27 that brothers and sisters and people are just listening from all over the world, and they're knowing their magic, as I call it, and they're getting the readings. The readings have been very powerful. All of the feedback that you guys have to me, the discussions that we have when we're in these sessions, these Akashic record readings, or whether we're in the God Goddess Numeric Akashic record reading, or even when we're in doing the baby lotus readings, all of those have been very, very powerful and great to share. And also, for those of you who don't know that may be listening for the very first time, we want to say welcome. welcome to the Remix. If you're a guest, know that you're free to sign up, and you can come on in chat, and you can tell us who we are, who you are, and we can tell you who we are, and you can chat with us. So if you want to come over to the Remix, I'll give that out again, www.blogtalkradio.com/the-remix, and just come in, click the bottom that says sign up, and you're free to just come on in and tell us who you are and begin to chat. All right, so now, the next thing that I want to talk to you guys about is the Know Your Magic line. The Know Your Magic line is a line that I put up, and it's available for anybody. And brothers and sisters listen from all over the world, and you're able to leave a message. This is where I get a lot of information. Most of it, I can tell you, almost every single bit of it is channeled energy that that I get. These are channels that I get. So I put this information up. They're rituals that you can use. They're God and energy that you can begin to work with. And I've done something a little different about this. Me and Sister Munya has been working on this line. So you guys know you get to hear us when you call in. And I'm going to give you that number here. So if you haven't called it, you want to lock this number in and feel free to call it whenever you want. But you can call this number and there'll be a message there for you. It'll take you through. It'll give you different things that you can begin to work on, give you rituals and some message. We love hearing how these things have worked out for them. Those stories are great treats for us. It's kind of like our blue crystal give back to us. So we definitely are very thankful for that. And the number for the Know Your Magic line is 641-715-3800, and then the access code is 10569. And so it's so good to hear from you guys on that line. Call it. This channel that I got that's up there now is very, very powerful, and I'm going to leave it up extra long. We decided to do this because we've gotten so much feedback. Some of you have begun to work with this particular ritual, and you've seen turnaround in all areas, prosperity, different things in your life within 24 hours, and you left the messages. So that is just beautiful to hear. So this message is going to be left up. It's a ritual that involves three goddesses, and I'm not going to spoil it for you. You're going to have to call the number and get the rest of the information, but it's lots of goodies there, lots and lots and lots of goodies there. So you guys can definitely call that number, 641-715-3800, 10569, and you can definitely get in on that. So the results have been just tremendous, that of everything that is on there as well. So I love it, and I love to hear you guys' feedback. So next, what we're going to talk about, because we have a lot of things we're going to be covering and we're actually going to be doing here tonight on the remix, and I'm so excited about the giveaways. We're going to be giving away over $400 worth of stuff, over $400 worth of stuff, and wow. Over $400 worth of stuff, you guys. Yeah, that's right. And I'll tell you how you can definitely get in on this. I see some of you are already in line on the phone right now, so that's a great thing. So about the Know Your Magic audio workbook, which is different from the magic line. The Know Your Magic audio workbook. I want to kind of share something with you guys, because this is really, really something that it does my heart well when I get feedback from you. And I've gotten so much feedback from so many of you to date that the Know Your Magic audio has been used by you guys all over the world. And I am so thankful for the feedback that you guys have given me. People have made better connections, relationship-wise, been able to really get themselves on their path and their journey and really get into their work. They've been able to, you know, turn their situations around, see prosperity. And the reason this is so personal for me is because this Know Your Magic audio workbook got birthed out of a lot of things that I endured in my life, and I so wished I had a remix family, or even the remix, or the Know Your Magic audio workbook when I needed that. I so wish I had that available. So it does me well that it has been received so well. Hundreds, thousands of you guys, a couple of thousand of you guys have downloaded it to date, and it's been amazing for you. So I really, really, I just have so much fun with it. I have so much fun hearing with you guys, working with you on it, because you know you can always email me. And one of the things that I've done, and I will continue to do this with the Know Your Magic audio workbook, for everyone who's had it, this week I sent out a part one, an overview. And in this particular overview, what it is, because it comes in four parts, and the good thing about the workbook is that this is how you get to be sort of psycho sexy cool with it. It's no one way of doing this. Whatever you feel, there's no particular part that's more important than the other. If you decide to start at the end and work your way back to the beginning, that's up to you, because this is about you doing magic, knowing your magic, and creating it on your terms, your way. So you want to talk about getting down to the rawness of it. You know, really being able to get down to the raw, to the core, you know, and that's what tonight is about, because there's a section two actually is about it's time to get naked. And so tonight on the remix, we're going to be getting naked. So we'll be doing a little bit of the psycho sexy cool stuff from the audio workbook as well. It comes in four parts. Part one is creation magic. Part two, it's time to get naked. Part three, smooth talk and wisdom. And then part four is your divine destiny. Those are the four parts that you have. And for those of you who have not had an opportunity to take a look, let me just give you the website, www.ms, as in Miss, Blue, B-L-U-E, Blast, B-L-A-S-T.com, MissBlueBlast.com. And you can go straight there. All the information is there. So part one, creation magic, I did a summary, an overview. So most of you who've had the workbook, you've gotten some of the emails. Now, I've gotten tons of responses back about why they did not, who did not get this yet, did not get the overview. Here's what I decided to do. I decided that I would break this up into sessions because there's so many emails to send out. So if you purchase the Know Your Magic audio workbook, know that how you're going to get this email, whatever email was associated with the account at the time that you purchased it, then that's what you're going to get back. That's the email it's coming to. So I know we have multiple different emails. I want you guys to check your emails because that's the email it will go back to automatically. And anything that we do with the Know Your Magic audio workbook, it will be that email. So part one, creation magic, I did an overview. And I sent that out as my gift to those of you who are committed to really, really knowing your magic. And more than knowing your magic, investing in yourself. Because this is all this work is about. It's about us investing in ourselves. And so I sent that gift out to you. So this is what I did. I took some of the first people who purchased Know Your Magic audio workbook, and then I grabbed some from the middle, and then I grabbed some who recently purchased it. And I'm sending them out as best I can. It's going to take about 5 or 6 days. So if you have not gotten your gift yet from me, then know that the Creation Magic Overview is on its way. Just keep looking out for the emails. I sent it out from one email address, but know that all questions, all comments, and it's stated in the email, needs to go back to question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. So send it back there. Okay, so the gift is in there, so you'll be able to get that. But if you haven't got it yet, because we're getting tons and tons of emails, know that you are. It just takes a while because there's so many emails to send out that I'm sending them out day by day, maybe 2 groups a day. So right now I'm on phase one, still on phase one of that. So I'll get to the rest and I'll continue to do that. And I'm going to do an overview. I'm going to leave that for a while. And so you can have that. We're going to do that. And then I'll go through section two. It's time to get naked. Section 3, 4. So don't worry. If you haven't purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook, you will still be able to have this too. You'll get these gifts as well too. This is going to come naturally with you. So you'll still get them. So the Know Your Magic audio workbook, like I said, it's so close to my heart. And one of the things that I want to do is this. Oh my goodness. We're going to start having some more sessions, and they're just going to be for the Know Your Magic audio workbook. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be for that. Just for that. Just for that. So if you have that it is just going to be for that. That. Now, I know some of you are asking the questions about the Blue Blast call. Now, I want to clarify, and then I'm going to wrap up the Know Your Magic audio workbook. But the Blue Blast calls are calls that I do that are generally between 15 to 30 minutes. So now, these calls typically I do random, but I will announce them. Sunday I will announce when the next one will come for the following week. This is a divine appointment, so know that you may or may not be able to make it, but trust that you will make the one you need. The Blue Blast calls, what can I say? They are a blast. Now, who can participate in the Blue Blast call? If you've had a reading from me or you're waiting on a reading, the Blue Blast call is one that you can benefit from. You can definitely benefit no matter who you are on your path journey. You can benefit from the Blue Blast call. So now, the Know Your Magic audio workbook, like I said, I'm just so thankful for you guys. I'm thankful that this is available, and so many of you have shared what it's meant to you, and that does my heart well, because like I said, this was birthed out of some very troubling times for myself, and I wish I had a magic audio workbook or even the Remix family. So blessings to each one of you for really taking that investment in yourself, because there is no greater investment than you can make than the investment in yourself. I know that I've invested a lot of things in myself, because that's what this is about. You're making an investment in you doing your work. There is no other greater investment than that. So that does me well to see that it's being received well. So I'm glad. So next, oh my goodness, the Oracle cards. The Oracle cards, and they are so ready. So soon, you guys, I've been putting them up in the Know Your Magic, in the group, on Facebook, the Remix. And you guys have been shipped on that, and that is so beautiful. I cannot wait for them to come out, because I have so much planned for that as well, too. So we'll be getting down with the deck, and I'll have that news for you coming. The only thing I'm working on now is sort of is the production, the company that's going to send it out, how that process is going to work. I want to make it something that's easy for you guys. If you guys who have the Know Your Magic audio workbook, you know that that is like hitting the easy button for real. That's magic. And that's my goal, to really have this be so easy for you and something you can do on your own 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whenever the spirit moves you to go get this, you can do that. And so the same thing, that's what I want as well. For that. So I'm just working out those final details, and that's going to be coming. That's going to be coming. You guys know you can always reach out to me at question4blue@gmail.com to get in contact with me as we begin tonight, because we have lots of giveaways. We have so many giveaways. So we're going to start to talk about, before we talk about that, we're going to talk about getting naked a little bit, because that's what we're going to do tonight. It's going to be very interactive. I'm going to be looking forward to you guys to really give some feedback and to do some things and really connect with this energy. This is what I want. Like I said, a lot of us are going through a lot of transformations at this time. I hear you guys. You send me your emails. We talk, you know, the sessions, the readings. And so this is what all of these things are for, is to really help you move through this in your own way so that you can do it. And that's my goal. I want you guys to know what I know and pass that information on as we continue to share with each other. So tonight, we're going to get ready, because we're going to be talking about love and crystal magic. Love and crystal magic. How we can begin to work with these two things, these matters of the heart, and also crystal. One of the things that I've come to know is that when there is a challenge, when there is an obstacle, there's only one obstacle, truly. So everything else becomes an illusion. Everything else is not really a problem for you. Everything else is not something that's holding you back, that's stifling you, that's making you stuff or making the challenge difficult. The only one thing that could truly be considered a problem is not being able to connect with the energy of your higher self. That's it. Because once you do that, then you're able to do what I said, know your magic. That's what magic is about. Now, we talk about the woo-woo. And don't get me wrong, the woo-woo is important because that's the as above, so below reflection. But if you can make that connection with your higher self, everything else is just smooth sailing. It really is. Trust me. This is something that I know. This is something that I live. This is something that I've gone through. This is what I've been. I can stand here and bear witness to that and tell you. So it really doesn't, it is. This is why the work is so important. And this is why everybody who comes on the platform, when we begin to speak, we talk about this work. It's not just for fun time. This is what you're supposed to live. The reason you want to know your magic is so begin to move through obstacles in your life, challenges that you're going to have being here in this reality. I don't necessarily want to go by the same, because sometimes we can take wordplay and take it a little too far, particularly when it comes to thinking delusion. Because here's something someone told me once. They said, if you take a knife and you go in the kitchen and you cut yourself, is that an illusion? You're going to bleed. You're going to bleed for real. So, yes, on some levels, this is all an illusion. But we all came back so that we can move through this lesson that we're all here for. And really, this has a lot to do with those things, as we call love, matters of the heart. And not just love, like I think of boy meets girl or girl meets boy or whatever, but really that divine love. Because when you're truly able to tap into that, then you're able to really move yourself into the position so that you can have that connection with your higher self, that connection that connects everything to the divine, to the universe, to the cosmos, to whatever you want to call it. So tonight we're going to be talking about love and crystal magic, how you can overcome fear. If you have a rocky relationship, some things that you can do with crystals, and how you can begin to do different rituals to overcome that. If you have some jealousy that's going on, how you can remove yourself from that, overcome that. If you want to open yourself up to new experiences, particularly when it comes to those experiences of love, clear those patterns that ride in your heart. Because those patterns, and I see a lot of these patterns, particularly when I'm doing the Akashic Record reading, have a lot to do with the physical and the spiritual realm. Because remember, the heart is that portal where those two connect. We'll be talking about all of those things tonight. Plus, we're going to be giving away over $400 worth of stuff. It's a gift to you guys, because one of the things that I truly believe is about investing in yourself and really telling you that this isn't just some stuff that I'm making up sitting down. No, I'm not doing that. This is really about the work that I put in, and I know it really works. And it works on every level when you want to begin to talk about prosperity. So prosperity covers a whole gamut of things. And I can tell you, for every single area of my life, it works for real. And I know that if it works for me, it definitely can for you. And I'm not going to do it my way. See, that's what the Know Your Magic audio workbook is. You get to do it your, and those who have worked with it, they can tell you. People have started businesses. They have healed relationships. They have cleared themselves of issues and patterns. They have moved themselves into new positions with their jobs. They've been able to do things that they never thought possible. And this is what you guys have sent to me. And those who may not have exposed themselves to say what they're doing, oh, they're working. And they got big plans. When I say big plans, they have big plans. And a lot of them plan to join me in the Kundalini land. We do the first business class because they're going to be launching some things that this world, this planet has never seen. And so that particular kit, the Know Your Magic audio workbook, helps you to light your flame, helps you to spark your magic, not my magic, not somebody else's magic. It helps you to spark your own authentic magic. If you do it, if you work with it, if you are truly naked with it, then you're not going to get anything that sounds like anybody else. It's not going to be anything that nobody else is doing. It's not going to be any of that. It is truly going to be all you. It's going to be your magic. That is 100% guarantee. I give you that 100% guarantee on the Know Your Magic audio workbook, and not just from myself. I have hundreds of emails that tell me that. Hundreds. And I see you guys putting it in the chat room, how it's helped you. And we've had personal conversations about it. Everyone's telling me from all over the world. And that's a testimony to you. I am thankful for that. Very, very thankful. From my heart, I am. Because like I said, I wish I had a Know Your Magic audio. I wish I had a Remix family. I wish I had that during those times for myself. During those times for myself. So tonight, that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of giveaways. We're going to talk about those giveaways. But you're going to have to get naked. And this is one of the ways that you will be able to get the to get the giveaway. Is that you got to get naked. You're going to have to call in, and you're going to have to get naked. And we'll talk about how you're going to get naked in a minute. But I want to put something on your mind because we're going to dance. You know, we would not be the Remix family if we didn't dance. And, oh, by the way, if we have enough time, we're going to be doing, I'll do readings on matters of the heart. Just matters of the heart. I'll do readings, do some mini readings for you guys. So we're going to throw that in there, too. This show is just going to be all packed with all of this, just this, because I am just so hyped with this love and with this giving. And just the love of you guys and seeing you guys do your work. Just the feedback that you guys send me, the emails. And I'm getting to the emails. Trust me, I think I'm somewhere in January, February, something like that. But I'm getting to the emails. And I know you guys, you're so appreciative when I get back with you. So if you have a question or something you want to ask me, I'm getting to them. Know that. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about this, because this has a lot to do with love. And we're going to really open up our heart chakra right now tonight. And we're going to get naked. We're going to stand up. We're going to dance. We're going to get naked. We're going to get shaved. And we're going to do this thing. And but here's what I want you to do as you're standing up. I want you to think about something. I pulled some cards from the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. And the card that came up earlier came up now. Body talk. Letting your body talk to you. That's important that your body talks to you. Because your spirit doesn't live in your mental mind. It doesn't live there. If I was to ask you, where is your spirit? Because we always say, my spirit, where is it? Find it. Where is your spirit? How can you find it? How can you tap into it? How do you know that you've connected with it? A big part of that is your body. Your body is going to tell you. Not your mind, your body. Beautiful, beautiful. Yes. So listen, tonight I want your body to talk to you. And then I want that connection between your higher self to just follow. And you just allow this rhythm to flow through you. Let it flow through you. We're going to do sort of what I call a meditative dance. tonight. And this can be going out to anybody, but I want you to have this go out to you. So in essence, you're dancing to your spirit. You're letting the energy flow to your spirit, to your mind. To be conscious is to think and feel at the same time. So I want you to be conscious. Going to be a dance. You know how we normally dance, like the sisters are dance with the brothers, and the brothers are dance the brothers are dance with the sisters. Tonight, you're dancing with yourself. Okay? So even if you got your man there, just tell him, hold on, he's going to dance with himself, and you're going to dance with yourself. And we're all going to dance with ourselves. And we're going to sing. And we're going to sing this to ourselves. Okay? So that's what we're going to do. We're live in the remix, everyone. We're live in the remix. And, of course, I'm your host, Miss Blue, and you're here, if you don't know where you are, with the whole remix family listening from all over the world. So much to cover tonight, and so much to have fun. So we're going to dance with ourselves tonight. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, I see all this stuff in the chat room. So here we go. Stand up, everybody. This is going out to you because we're gonna be getting naked. This is your time for you to get naked when you do this because we're going to start to talk about things. I'm going to open up the phone lines. We're going to give away some gifts. We're going to have so much fun here tonight. We're going to open up our heart chakras. We're going to clear some things. We're going to release those things of fear. We're going to put those relationships back into balance, and we're going to overcome those things of jealousy, and we're going to clear those patterns out of our house. Hearts, and we're going to just be open to new experiences. Okay? So here we go.
Like your mind.
All right, everyone. That was, you know, Brownstone, If You Love Me. If You Love Me. And so true. The first relationship, the first love we need to have is the love for ourselves first. This is how we can begin to have this love for each other and find this love within ourselves to give to others and receive back, to receive that good reflection of that love. So that song, If You Love Me, If You Trust Me, you know, say it, prove it. So tonight we're going to be looking at not only how we can feel that love within ourselves, because we talked about that on the past show, Do You Love What You Feel, with Chaka Khan. But now we're going to be talking about, if you love me, if you trust me, prove it. Because this is about you having that conversation with yourself, that higher part of you that knows what's in the best interest for yourself and everything that is connected with you and that is reflected from you. And so the work is about every single day. It's not about I get to do it today, I check the block, and I move on to another category. It's about staying on top of your square, about staying and being able to look yourself in the mirror and say, if you love me, if you trust me, prove it, prove it. So these are some of the ways that you can begin to prove this to yourself, because it's a tough question to ask yourself sometimes. Do you love me? Really? Do you trust me? Prove it. Show it. Show it. Sometimes we look for others to prove to us that they love us, when in fact we can't look at ourselves and prove we love ourselves. So this is about getting into the energy of knowing how to prove it to yourself. This is what all the work is about. This is what the readings is about. This is what the Know Your Magic workbook is about. It's about what tonight is about. And everyone who comes on the Remix platform, ways that you can begin to prove to yourself, not to me, not to anybody else, to yourself. I love it. I trust it to myself. Doesn't mean that we don't help, but this is the core. We want to talk about getting naked. This is how you get naked, because I can tell you, I've been in situations where this song right here, even though I have some very fond memories of this song, but I had to stand in the mirror and say to myself, okay, you love you. You trust yourself. Now you got to prove it. You see, you got to show it. You got to prove it. Once you do that and you're able to really be in that place, then everything else becomes so clear. Doesn't mean you don't have obstacles. It doesn't mean you don't have challenges, because that's a part of the path down here too. Go through goals and to go challenges. We're getting into the time, and I'm getting into the time that what I'm is I want to be around people who can prove it, who can show it, that can do it. And we can help each other get there. So this is not a one-way highway. This is a road that we're traveling together. But I want you to do it in the most naked form. I want you to do it and be authentic with it and be real with it. I'm sharing with you things that have helped me and thousands of others. So it's been tried and tested. So when I tell you I know something is 100%, or when I say to you, this is not a trick, this isn't a trick question, I'm not trying to trick you, it's for real. but it's only as real as you're willing to get with it. If you don't want to get naked, not naked before me, not naked before the world, naked before yourself. That's the only person that counts. It's so many people who cry out, but we have tales about that. It's the little boy who cried wolf. So getting naked in public, I'm not interested in you being an expeditionist. I don't want you to do that with me. You don't have to get naked with the whole world. But you need to get naked with yourself. This is about. That's what this is about. And once you do that, once you get naked, then, then it goes to a whole nother level. If you love me, say it. If you trust me, prove it. Prove it. You'll be able to prove it. You'll be able to prove it. You really will. So let's get into some love and some crystal magic, and we're going to do lots of giveaways, 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 giveaways. And let me tell you why I decided to do these giveaways. One of the main reasons I decided to do this is because I am a big believer, like I said, in walking the walk. So I can tell you that I can give away this stuff. You guys see how much stuff I've given away on past shows. Those are things that I did. I don't have to do that. Every Friday night and also every Sunday night, for now going on 10, almost 11 years, I have given the remix to you. I give you the Blue Blast Call. I give you the Know Your Magic. I've given you, wow. I've given you so much. And I don't say that with any regrets, because I get that back tenfold. I get that back. So it's a gift from me. So I'm very thankful for that. Very, very thankful. Yes, and I gave away, someone said a personal chef. Yes, I've given that to you guys. And I'm truly, truly giving it from a place in my heart to you. Now, what you do with it, that's still you to decide. But I know that the more that pours in, the more that I want to give out, because I am a big believer about this investment in yourself, because I've invested a lot in myself, a lot of work, a lot of studies, a lot of everything invested in myself. And I want to pass this on you so that you guys can see how this works. We have some universal laws, some universal things that how energy works. You guys know myself, Brother Panic, Brother Bobby, all of us, we're big on this currency. We're big on this currency. Once you get that, it's easy. It really is easy, because I know how to keep that currency flowing through me. It's not chasing anything. It's about really keeping my heart open. It's about me being willing to grow. It's about me proving it to myself. It's about me trusting myself in what I'm doing, trusting where I am. It's about me getting naked with myself. And that's how it's flowing. So I want to let you guys just know how much it's flowing. Like, I have so many other things that I can't even tell you right now. Sure to come. It's sure to come. It's sure to come soon. Sure to come. So let's talk about love, and let's talk about some crystals. Because there are certain crystals. We know this whole planet is being ran by crystals. Everything is being run by crystals. Whenever you look at a timepiece, a watch, a timepiece, the main function that really gets this running is a crystal. It's a crystal. So the goal is, when you get into working with magic in your crystal, is to know that when you understand how crystals work and how to begin to use them, it really helps you step outside of time. The only reason you know what time it is because there's a clock. Now, we have biological clocks that our bodies run off of, but that, too, has even been programmed by this reality. But I say this point to let you know that crystals run everything on this planet and other planets as well, too. So crystals are very important. And if you haven't had an opportunity to really get psycho, sexy, and cool with crystals, then we're going to do some here tonight. We're going to play around with crystals here tonight. And so it's so much to cover. I've done gym shows in the past, and we've done them in pretty different ways. And this show is going to be kind of unique in its own way, how we talk about crystals. But we're going to be talking from the aspect of love, crystals in love, and how it's connected with you. And so, let's get to it. So we know crystals run the world. We know crystals have everything. And by the way, if you don't have a crystal book, this book has been given out by many. I give them out in the sessions, but I want to give them out now. And Brother Bobby Hemmett and Brother Panic and many others. The Crystal Bible by Judy Hall is excellent, or any crystal book at this point is going to do you well. You can even Google information on crystals. So let's talk about crystals. Crystals come from many different parts of the world. And there's a lot of different ways that you can work with crystals. You can work with crystals, and you can work with them in the state. You can work with the crystals in a sort of in a raw state, in a rock formation. You can work with polished crystals. You can work with them in totem. You can work with all kinds of crystals. In the sacred session, I give you out some personal crystals that have a lot to do with where you are at this particular time and space. Me personally, like some people were saying in the room, I love crystals. Matter of fact, here's a trick right now. Here's what I want you guys to do, because we're going to get into this and we're going to kind of get a little naked, so we're going to kind of do this in our way. If you have a rose quartz crystal, that's going to be one of the crystals you can use. If you have a citrine crystal, if you have a clear quartz crystal that you have. First, let's talk about the rose quartz crystal, because this is one of the ones that is most used, and it has a lot to do with love energy. Everybody knows that. Crystals are kind of like that song, it's written all over your face. Well, crystals kind of tell you about things written all over their face. So if you understand some of the basic systems, such as like the chakras and the colors and how they connect, then crystals are pretty much going to let you know what area and what they're working with by their colors as well. So the rose quartz crystal is pink, and it comes in pink. That's why it's called the rose quartz crystal. Now, the quartz family itself is a whole gamut of crystals, but the rose quartz crystal is pink for that reason. Because it is, that's the only color the rose quartz crystal comes in. The quartz comes in many colors. This is what I want you to do. If you have a rose quartz crystal and you already are working with it, don't worry. We'll go back. And if you don't have it, I'll tell you how you can work with it and you can begin to work with this crystal. But this is what I want you to do. Now, I'm not leaving the brothers out either. Brothers, I'm not leaving you out. This is something I do. This is a little trick for me. And I tell you, when you do this, you want to talk about some magic. This is going to take magic to a whole nother level. So here's what I want you to do with your rose quartz crystal. Sisters, and let me get mine again. Let me get it, because I have to get it. This is what I want you to do with your rose quartz crystal. Now, two things, and we'll talk about this. I want you to hold your crystal in your hand. If it's already been charged up and you've already cleared it, don't worry. I'm going to go into that in just a minute. But I want to kind of get you guys hyped up, because I want you to call in and sort of share your experience with this. And if you don't have a rose quartz crystal, if you have any other crystal that is connected with love energy, and there's so many, you can use topaz, you can use moonstone, you can use sugar light, you can use damberlite, you can use a garnet, you can use a selene, you can use a quartz crystal, you can use a watermelon tourmaline, you can use even obsidian, you can use a ruby, and not literally obsidian, but you can use the crystal obsidian, you can use jasper. I want you to do that. And for those of you that say, I don't have a crystal, Miss Blue, I'm going to tell you to do something in a minute. You can do this too. But for those of you who have a crystal, I want you to do this. This is what I want you to do. Or any of the crystals, because there's tons of them. Now, here's something I want you to think about. Every single crystal is connected with love. There's not a crystal on this planet that is not connected with love. There's not one. Now, the crystals I gave you have a higher vibration or frequency for that particular area of love. But every crystal is connected with love. How could it not be? Okay? So this is what I want you to do. Take your crystal, put it in your hand. I want you to just kind of roll it around in your hand just to kind of get your energy on it, because this is a good way to really connect with your crystal. If you have crystals, we can have them to connect with our aura, connect with our energy, connect with the atmosphere. But you can also take this crystal, and I want you to roll it around in your hand. Roll it around in your hand. There it is. I want you to roll it around in your hand if you can. If you have a small crystal, it's going to need to be pretty small for most of us. It's going to need to be pretty small. So make sure you have sort of a small crystal to do this with. And what I want you to do is I want you to take that crystal and I want you to kiss it. I don't want you to tongue it down. I know the show is about love, but I want you to just kiss it. Just give it a nice kiss. That's your love you're sending into your crystal. So give your crystal a little kiss, a little love, a little kiss and a little love. Trust me, this works, okay? Now, then you're going to take your crystal and you're going to sit it right in your belly button. This is what you're going to do. You're going to take your crystal and you're going to sit it right in your belly button, right in your navel. You can do that. You're going to put it right there in your belly button. So I'm going to give you guys a minute to get that, You're going to do that. You're going to sit it right in there. Now, what this is excellent for, you want to leave it in there for at least 25 minutes. So at least 25 minutes, you want to leave that in your belly button. 25 minutes. This is going to charge you up. It's excellent if you know you're about to get ready to go on a date. You know that you're about to meet your man or brothers. You know you're about to link up with your sister that you're with. You know you're about to do that. It's really, really a great way for you to begin to do this. And speaking of crystals, we have the goddess Rainwater in the house. And she knows all about crystals, too. So I know Rain is going to be calling in a minute. But I want you to put this inside your belly button. This is going to get you nice and charged and fired up. This is going to move that love energy around. It's going to charge it up. It's great to do. Let me tell you when it's really, really great to do. It's good to do right after you come home from work. You've taken a shower, you're getting yourself, you're winding down, you're trying to connect back with your family, you're trying to shift out of coming outside of this crazy chaos world, you walked into your temple, you've taken a shower, you're relaxing for the evening, take your crystal out, warm it up, send it some nice love, give it a nice kiss, and put it right in your belly button. Sit there for 20 minutes, just relax, whatever you want to do. 25 minutes, yeah. And you can walk around with it. It's in your belly button. And sisters, it's great practice for you. I don't know how many of you have ever belly danced or took belly dancing, but I have. just take it. I like to kind of roll it, you know, roll it while it's in there. You want to make sure you hold that crystal in there. That also is going to help you. So you can get a little physical workout, a little physical workout with the crystal as well. So while you have it in your belly button, you want to roll it, and you're going to feel this energy just moving all around your body, all around your body. Mm-hmm. All around your body, you want to use this. Remember, this is charging you up for love energy. This is what this is charging you up for. It's for love energy. It's helping to raise that frequency of the love energy for you. And you'll feel it. Those of you who have this, those of you who have this inside your belly button, can you feel the sensation? Can you feel it? Brothers, can you feel it? Sisters, can you feel it? Can you feel it just moving all through that area, just all up your back, up the back of your, you know, the back of your neck and down your arms and everything? All of this, you can feel it. Yes, I see you guys telling me you can feel it. Very powerful stuff. So I wanted to do that so we could, yeah, I feel the heat. Sandra said she's lots of heat. It sure is, Sandra. Lots of heat. Lots of heat. I tell you about that. So let's talk about some of these love crystals. And let's talk about some of the crystals. And then we're going to get into different things. I know a lot of you want to know how we can begin to clear the energy in crystals. You know, I get that question a lot. From people as well. So we'll talk about that. The first one, yeah, we talked about the rose quartz crystal, and it's pink. And, you know, the rose quartz crystal, when it comes to, and an excellent book to get on that is, it's going to be the Encyclopedia, Cunningham's Encyclopedia of Crystals, Gems, Metal Magic by Scott Cunningham. That's excellent, because what he does is he also gives you sort of some of the deities that's associated with it. For instance, like the rose quartz crystal is pink. It's connected with Venus. It's the goddess Aset, Isis, Kuayen, Yemenya, Mary. So all of that love energy is there. You can also find the gods connected with it as well, too. So you can look that up also. So these will be some of the things that you can begin to do. You're going to do this, like I said. You can have this crystal, and you can put it inside your belly button. For those of you who don't have the crystal, and you don't have a crystal right now, here's something else that you can do. Since we are talking about all of these things that really just relate to crystals, gems, and metals, if you get a copper penny, get you a copper penny, you can put that in your belly button. It's going to take a little bit. It's going to take a little bit more for you to begin to move this energy around. And yes, we all have crystals, but I know what you guys mean, the physical crystals, but we all have crystals. Everybody has crystals in them. I'm going to tell you something else really quick while we're here talking about crystals, is that sometimes, you know how people get vertigo? Have you guys ever heard of vertigo? And I've dealt with this with some of my clients, some of the brothers and sisters in the holistic sessions that may have suffered from vertigo. And some people get vertigo like repetitively, like they may have it, and then 6 months later they get vertigo. And for those of you who don't know what vertigo is kind of like laying in the bed and opening your eyes and the whole room is spinning. Everything is spinning. You're dizzy. It's like your equilibrium is off balance, and you feel like you're going to fall. You feel like you're off balance. You can't keep your balance. And this has a lot to do with the center of your ear, the center of your ear. Now, one of the things that kind of was shared with me, and later I found the research, but I had a sister who came to me that suffered from vertigo. And while doing the holistic session with her, she said that, you know, she'd been on medication, because there's medication, you know, the doctor will give you medication, tell you to lay your butt down and just be still, because you feel like you're drunk. They'll tell you, give you some medicine, tell you, you know, to feel like to be still for a minute. Well, This one particular sister was dealing with vertigo, and I'm talking about this because someone asked about crystals, and I'm going to tell you just how things, just how connected we are, just how connected we are with things in our body and things that happen to us. Now, vertigo, when we begin to look at vertigo from sort of a metaphysical point of view or sort of, you know, everything has that side of it, it has a lot to do with not belonging, feeling completely out of sync with things, you know, and really not being connected to your group or tribe. You know, it feels like you've missed the connection, whether that's to your immediate family, your mate, or people you're working with or you're with. That's sort of the other side. The vertigo is all about not belonging, feeling completely outside of things. And sometimes that's a good thing, because sometimes vertigo will also happen when you're going through a transformation, because that's a part of the process, is that you're trying to get outside of things. So if you can follow me here. Well, anyway, one of the things that came to me about this, and I sort of kind of got a channel on it, and then I started to look it up, and I found sort of some science documents to research it. A lot of doctors know, well, not a lot, because I think they're still giving people medicine for vertigo, that one of the easiest ways to clear vertigo is that inside your ear canal, deep down in, there is a pouch. And inside that little pouch, there's these pebbles. It's quite a few of them, kind of hundreds of them. They're little crystals, little pebbles. And what happens is the pebbles fall outside of that pouch inside your ear. When those pebbles come outside of that ear, it sends the body out of balance. It's almost like the earth standing on its axle and being able to balance the energy on the axle. So these crystals come out. Now there is more of a natural method, which is methods that was used, I found out, during ancient times, that you can actually do some head movement by laying the person down, having them tilt their head left and right and counterclockwise, and holding their head back to get the pebbles to roll themselves back into space. In most cases, it takes two of these treatments of the patient doing this, and they're back to normal. There are crystals, and now science has caught up with that. So you can Google that. You guys are Googlers. Do your research, and you can find that out. But I got that in the channel, and I was telling her what to do with her head to bring this energy back into balance. And then when I went to do the research, sure enough, it was there. So you have a pouch of crystals inside your body that keeps you balanced. It keeps you moving forward. So even ourselves, physically, we're connected with crystals. So just like the planet runs off of crystals, crystals really is what's running us, because if your equilibrium is off, you're not going to be able to think. It's very hard to think. Anybody who's had vertigo know that it is extremely hard to think when that's going on. You're not going to be able to walk, function, care for yourself, or do anything. But it is because those crystals inside your inner ear comes out of its little pouch. So just kind of wanted to drop that on you guys. Since we were talking about crystals, so no worries if you don't have a physical crystal. Know that you always have a crystal. Know that you have a crystal. So now, a lot of crystals we can begin to use. Crystals are also aphrodisiacs as well, and you can use them for aphrodisiacs in your life. And we're going to talk about those crystals that you can begin to use and what they're used for. The first one is going to be the red garnet. The first one is the red garnet. Now, this crystal, when it comes to that element of love, and we're looking at this from aphrodisiac point of view, to stimulate those things within yourself. If you need to tap into your passion energy, you want to get you a red garnet because it will do that. What it does is it helps to increase your sexual energy, and it also has the power to really revitalize your sex life. So if your sex life is a little sluggish, you get you a red garnet. We're going to talk about what to do. It's called the red garnet. No, there is no other name for it. It's called the red garnet. The other one is a red and black mahogany crystal. A red and black mahogany crystal. And this one is really good because it really helps to keep you grounded. Grounded in your body. This is one of those crystals that's used in a lot of sex magic. It's used with tantric sex. You can use this when you're doing any of these things. Particularly sex magic is great for red and black. So if you can find one with a red and black, that's what you're going to use it for. And for those of you who are looking for garnet is the birthstone, I believe, for January. So garnets are out there and they're red. Yes. Okay. So, red and black mahogany. Red and black mahogany, this particular crystal, what it does is it allows you to have a full body, orgasmic experience, to experience a full body orgasm for brothers and sisters. It really just allows you to be inside of your body. Okay, it also increases your stamina. So this keeps you grounded, and it allows you to really just get into a full body, meaning everything, the toes, the hair, your back, a full body, yes. And so next what we're going to talk about is it's going to be the pink tourmaline. Now, the pink tourmaline, what this does is it really just, it ramps up your sexual libido. So it really just gets that libido going. And it also encourages you to share your physical pleasures with your lover. So whoever you're with, it makes you more expressive, you know? So you're not holding in those sounds and then words. It just allows you to open yourself up and just let it all out. Express that with who you're with. You know, really express that. So pink tourmaline. Now, the red jasper, very powerful crystal. Matter of fact, a red jasper, they have what's called Texas red jaspers, and they are beautiful. And the Texas red jasper, it's all about stimulation. It's all about stimulation. And this really just, it stimulates your sex drive, and it also prolongs the sexual pleasure. And another thing it does is it energizes and it cleanses your sexual organs. So the red jasper has a lot to do with the cleansing and energizing. It stimulates and it just really prolongs that, so that experience just begins to, you know, instead of taking 5 minutes, it'll take about 2 or 3 hours. It's a little joke there. It's a little joke. Okay. So the smoky quartz. Let's talk about the smoky quartz. Now, one of the things that's really, really good about the smoky quartz is that the smoky quartz helps you the smoky quartz really, really helps you with. Now, of course, we're looking at these crystals just for love. Of course, they do so many other things. Of course, we know that. But we're talking about love with them tonight. So let's talk about the smoky quartz, what the smoky quartz does. If you have hang-ups, if you have hang-ups, any kind of sexual hang-ups, the smoky quartz really helps you to get over those hang-ups, helps you to get past those hang-ups, helps you to move past those different blocks that you have about sexual matters, sexual hang-ups, and it just allows your passion to flow so freely through you. You know, it also cleanses as well too, but it really, really helps you if you have any sexual hang-ups. So if you're dealing with things in the past, molestation, rape, issues of rape, any kind of trauma, sexual traumas that you may have had in the past, getting over these. Maybe you've experienced, some childhood things with sex, maybe you feel like you can't touch yourself, just any of those hang-ups, it really helps you with those hang-ups tremendously. And so it helps you to open yourself back up to passion. Yes, yes. That's exactly what it does. It opens you back up to passion. So I wanted to talk about that. So these are some of the things with the smoky quartz. So it really gives you what you need, you know, while helping you to stay grounded at the same time in the sexual energy. I'm going to tell you how you can use all of these crystals in when you're sharing sort of those intimate moments as well. So we talked about the rose quartz because the rose quartz, you know, it opens up that heart center and it restores love and trust between you and your lover. It really gets you into that energy. So whoever you're in love with, whether you're doing it with yourself or you're doing it with a mate, so it's great for sex magic. It's also good for tantric. You know, it's really just good for that intimacy, just to open back up that heart center and really getting you into that trust, the trust between yourself and whoever you're with. Yes. And it's also for those of us who want to really get into the energy of maybe you're trying to get to conceive and you want to amp the fertility up, then that's great. Yes. All right. So beautiful. So these are some of the crystals you can begin to work with. Now we're going to talk about how you can begin to you can actually recharge your crystal in many different ways. There's so many different ways. So many different ways that you can do that. And I'm going to talk about some of the ways. Like I said, I gave you an example of taking the rose quartz crystal, placing it inside of your belly button. You can do that. And you can do that with any of the love crystals. Know that any crystal will work for that. Make sure you know what you're using that for. So now we're going to talk about how you can begin to do this ritual. And this is the ritual I came across, and we'll go over many of them. But here's a ritual that you can do, and I'll tell you some things that you're going to need in order to do this ritual. You'll need, and you'll do this with a partner. You can do it with yourself, but you can also do it with a partner. You're going to need two smoky quartz. You're going to need two orange cornelians crystals. You're also going to need two red jasper crystals. You're going to need them. So those are going to be the crystals you need. And then what you're going to do is you're going to have all of the crystals together. And you're going to take the crystals. So you'll have 2, 4, 6 crystals. And you're going to put them in your hand. Close the crystals up in your hand. So whoever's doing this, maybe you're doing this and you're with your man, or maybe you're doing this and you're with your woman, what you're going to do is you're going to take turns and gently massage each other with these crystals. you're going to be laying very close to each other. And as you're laying close to each other, you're going to massage each other with these crystals. So you'll have the crystals kind of laying in your hand. And begin to massage yourself with these crystals. And as you're doing this, you're going to match your breathing with each other. So you'll have the crystals, and you'll be massaging each other with the stones, with the crystals. And then you're going to allow your rhythm of your breathing to just match each other. And really what you want to do is you want to do it in a position where you can look each other in the eye while you're doing this. And then what you're going to do is you're actually going to gently begin to massage the inside of the thighs. So if you're doing your man's thighs, lady, you're going to gently massage the inside of his thigh, and you're going to place the smoky quartz crystal between his thighs to just ensure. So you'll take a smoky quartz and put it in the middle and just kind of massage his thighs. And then what you want to do is, after you've done that, you're going to massage the area right below your belly button with the orange cordyline, with the orange cordyline. And that's going to be really how you recharge that area, the sacral chakra. You're going to recharge that and open that up, because that's the center where creativity is, where sexuality is, your emotion is. You're going to be able to massage that area there. Just gently massage that area. And remember, you're doing this to each other. And then you're going to begin to gently massage around the genitals, just around the genitals, all around, and making sure you get all in the area close to the base chakra. And what you're going to do is you're actually going to place the red jasper at the base chakra, right down there in that area, to prolong your sexual pleasure. So this is a ritual that you can get into doing with these crystals. You can do them alone with yourself. You can also do them with your mate, the man of your life, the woman in your life. You can begin to do that with each other. And just really take that time to go look into each other's eyes. You want to make sure that you guys have a love affirmation that you want to start with. Those of you who have my audio workbook, you know I talk about magical statements. Well, you guys want to come up with a magical statement and begin to work with that magical statement. Powerful. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so moving right along. So those are some things that you guys can begin to do with the crystals as well, too. You know what? I'm not looking in the chat room right now. Too funny. Okay, so we're going to keep going and continue to talk about those things. Also, what I want to talk to you guys about is, a lot of times I get questions about people asking how to clear the energy within their crystals. It's so many ways that you can do it, honestly. But since we're on matters of the hearts as it relates to sexual energy, I want to give you guys one of my favorite, and it's actually how you can begin to make passion oil. And this passion oil I actually got out of one of my most favorite books, and that's out of Sticks and Stones and Roots and Bones, Hoodoo, Mojo, and Conjuring with Herbs, by Stephanie Rosebird, one of my favorite books. I love this book. So many great goodies in here. So I'm going to give you the recipe for that. And for those of you who have the book, it's on page 164, chapter 9. And wouldn't you know, it's in the chapter of completion. But here goes. It's called passion oil, and you can make this. You're going to need a 1 1/4 cup of sweet almond oil, which I love. You're going to need 1/4 cup of cinnamon oil, 1/2 cup of apricot or peach kernel oil. So you're going to need these oils. You're going to take one vitamin E capsule. For me, I like to use two. I like to use two of the vitamin E capsules, but I just kind of like that for myself. And then you're going to need to get an additional essential oil to put in there. You're going to put one or two essential oils in there. And again, where I'm reading this from is Sticks and Stones, Roots and Bones by Stephanie Rose Bird. This sister is off the chain. I have all of her books, and she does some great work. So here we go. What you're going to do is you're going to mix the first four ingredients together. So that'll be the vitamin E. If you're going to use apricot or if you're going to use peach oil, you can mix it with that too. Cinnamon oil and sweet almond oil. You're going to mix these together. Okay? You're going to mix all of these together. And then you're going to add your essential oil in there. Now, here's something. When it comes to the essential oil, hold on one second. When it comes to the essential oil, I really love them all. I love essential oils, and I give them out quite frequently. Some of the ones that you want to choose your family. So you want to stay within your family of scents because this kind of makes this love potion real powerful here. So if you want to go with some earthy scents like patchouli, you know, sandalwood, vanilla, and lavender, you can use those. You can also go with Lang Lang. You can use that. You can use lime. You can use lavender again, rosemary, celery, or sage. You want to add that essential oil into these oils. So you want to put four drops from each one of the families of essential oils. So you want to put that in there. Yeah, you don't want to rub this in your eye. Or put this anywhere out. You want to keep this outside of the body. Let me say that. So here's some passion oil that you can begin to do. Now, one of the things that you can also do is if you're going to use musk, any of the musk, and I love musk, because musk is one of those fragrances that you can actually program. And I give this out a lot in the sacred session when I talk about how you can actually program musk because it's an attraction magnet. So you can actually program it for what you want to happen. So if you and your man are together and you guys are about to get into some passion oil and you're about to get your crystals and things together, you want to begin to get your musk and you two want to program that musk together, holding it in your hand. Now, so many ways you can do this, and I don't want to get so caught up in the woo-woo with it. I want you guys to have fun with it. I want you to be able to have fun with it, but you do want to take your dominant hand. And how you can find out which one has more of the energy flowing through it in a dominant hand is by taking two clear quartz crystals. And if they have sort of like a little edge on it that looks like, almost looks like a little wand, if you have that, then what you want to do, the first thing you want to do is you want to take one of them and place it in your right hand. And you want to open up your left hand and you want to place the crystal, the clear quartz crystal, facing your left hand. And you want to act like you're drawing circles in it. You're going to do that with that hand. And then you're going to reverse it. And then you want to take that other crystal, put it in your left hand, and do the same thing with your right hand. You're going to find the hand that's going to be dominant for you, that energy is flowing through. That's the hand you want to use when you're predominantly working with crystals, because you have what we call negative and energy and positive flow in your bodies. You have the different poles. This is why sometimes even when you go to the doctor, they'll take your blood pressure, and sometimes they'll make you stand up and they'll take it on both arms because your pressure is going to be different running from different sides of your body. And so just like we have a right hemisphere and a left hemisphere, it works the same way. And it's not necessarily based on if you're right-handed or left-handed. Some people say, oh, Miss Blue, my hand that has the most feels energy is coming out of my left. And we know the right hand is the receiving hand and the left is what we call the negative hand. But just because we say negative, we're talking about the shift of the poles of energy, not necessarily negative as something being bad. So you definitely want to find your dominant hand, because that's the one that you really want to begin to work your magic with. So if it turns out it's your left hand, you can do that. If it turns out it's your right hand, then you can begin to work with that. So get you a clear quartz crystal. And you want to point that clear quartz crystal. Hold it in your right hand. You can start with the right hand first. Point it towards your left hand, and I want you to make some circles. The right hand, you're going to make circles going clockwise. And you'll be able to feel that energy. You'll feel it. I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it. And then you're going to take the another clear quartz crystal, and same thing, you're going to point it towards your left hand, I mean your right hand. And the same thing, but you're going to go counterclockwise. Feel it. Find out which one is dominant for you. That's the one you want to use. That's the one you really want to use when you're doing different work. You can have that. So you can have that in there. So now that we know what we can do with some of these crystals, the question that gets asked, how do you clear the energy out the crystal? And people ask me that all the time, and I tell them, Google it, do your research, because it's a part of your work, because truth be told, there is no wrong or right way to do that. There's no wrong or right way to do that, whatever makes you feel comfortable. Now, if you want to stay with the true nature and the energy of the crystal, then crystals that really come in those colors that are sort of kind of pink, well, let me start over, that's kind of yellowish to reddish, those crystals love the sun. That's why they're that color. They love the sun. They love the sun. So you can actually charge them in the sun. They love to be charged in the sun. Crystals, that really milky color, that bluish, lightish, milky color, they love the moon. They love to be charged by the moon. Those other crystals, like smoky quartz crystals that are kind of like a brownish color that falls into the brown hue, and even those of obsidians, those love to be planted in the ground. They love to be in the ground. So if you don't want to go with sort of the natural rhythm of the crystal, there really is no wrong or right way. You can also do some dowsing for those of you who like to work with your pendulum. You can do some dowsing and see how the crystal wants to be cleared. And you can make your own chart with that. Now, one of the things is you want to do your research with crystals, because citrine, and someone put this in the chat room, and I think it's a great one to do, is the citrine is one of the very few crystals that never, ever have to be cleared. It does not hold negative energy. It doesn't, period. So you got to do your research so you can know what you're dealing with. Anytime you get a crystal, you want to make sure that you do the research on it so you can find out what the properties and attributes are for the crystals. You know, that's like somebody trying to make love to you without asking you, or trying to figure out how you want to be made love to. We all know that's not always a good experience. Since we're talking about love, I just figured I'd throw that in there. So you don't want to do that with a crystal. How dare you try to make love to a crystal that you don't know? Would you walk up to a man on the street and just start making love to him? No, you wouldn't do that. So don't do it to a crystal. Don't do it to your crystal. Don't just, you know, don't go rape your crystal. Do some research. Do some work, as Brother Panic says. Don't go raping crystals. Do some work for real. Seriously. Do some work. So, okay, so next, what we're going to talk about, Y'all are too funny. I'm so glad we're here tonight. We have so much that we're going to be covering and going over here this evening. And just so much that we have to be going over. I'm actually trying to pull something up here so I can get something for you guys. Let's see. Don't know where it is, but I'm going to tell you some combinations of some crystals that you can begin to mix together when you want to have certain things, when you want to have certain things, clear certain things. We talked about jealousy and how you can actually move past that energy. Like if you have some jealousy, you know, how can you begin to move yourself in the position that you can release this? And we're talking about jealousy primarily in a relationship or just any kind of jealousy, because relationships really cover everything. We're in relationships with absolutely everything in our lives. There's almost nothing that we're not in a relationship with. So this is any kind of relationship. I really want you guys to be open to this experience of just knowing relationships and when you're trying to clear some of these energies away from yourself and, you know, clear these energies out of yourself and what's going on, you know, what's actually going on with you. And when it comes to clearing jealousy, particularly those things in relationship. And sometimes we know that jealousy comes up because it has a lot to just do with past wounds and really about not feeling secure with ourselves and also not feeling secure with the people that we're connected to. So that can happen, you know, particularly when a relationship is sort of new. You know, you don't really know each other, and a lot of times what happens is, you know, these feelings, these past feelings begin to come up. You know, they begin to come up and things happen. Yeah, you know, people do all kinds of things because they want attention. You know, you can see it. Anytime you do something that concerns love, it's going to bring out the best in folks. Literally the best in them, because that's all they have to give, really. That's all they have to give. So what you want to do is two crystals you want to begin to work with. One of them is the watermelon tourmaline. Have you guys ever seen the watermelon tourmaline? I know when we did the gym show before, I talked about the watermelon tourmaline and actually the chemist, and he also later he started making soap, and with the soap, they come, and it looks just like watermelon. I love the watermelon tourmaline. It balances out the colors of the heart chakra. It has the green, and it has the pink, and it actually looks like a slice of watermelon. That's what it looks like. It looks like a slice of watermelon, like no lie. It looks like you have just took a slice of watermelon. Yeah. It looks like you just took a slice of watermelon. And it's beautiful. Yes, it's beautiful. And you can Google it online, and you can go to crystal-cure.com. Esther just put it in the chat room, so thank you for that. And that's how you can get a visual. And this is actually a pretty good crystal site here. I haven't personally ordered from them, but this is a good site to get. But if you look at it, it looks just like watermelon. How cool is that? And it has a lot of different properties to really help you when it comes to love, to help you when it comes to healing things of yourself, being able to remove those things of jealousy. What you want to do is you want to mix the watermelon tourmaline with the rose quartz crystal. You want to mix those two together. Hold them in your hand. Take them with you into meditation. Take them with you when you're doing visualization exercises. And hold those two together. this is how you're going to remove those things of jealousy, giving yourself a positive affirmation to work with at the same time. You know, and whatever you want to say, wow, I can't get in my chat room. Whatever you want to say about it, helping you to get into that space. You know, get into that space and really just feel that love and just, you know, do some reflecting and do some reflecting and coming in. Okay. That's the main thing that you want to do as you can begin to get in there. Well, you guys, I can't get in the chat room. So I trust you're holding it down. So, okay, I'm back in the chat room. There it is. I know you guys are. Okay, so you want to take those two together and you want to begin to work with them, and that's how you're going to clear that. The other thing that you want to do, this is a combination you want to work together with. It's going to be the obsidian, and it's also going to be the moonstone. The obsidian and the moonstone. These two crystals working together, a couple of things it's going to help you with, because, you know, the obsidian is really one of those crystals. It really is about the truth being revealed. And a lot of times working with the obsidian, it can actually bring things to pass in a catastrophic way. And sometimes that's a little harsh. That's a little harsh to have something come that fast at you. It's a little harsh to have that come at you. Someone said, does it specify what obsidian? There really is only one obsidian. Now, if you want to talk about the shapes of the obsidians, that's different. Because remember, the obsidian crystal itself is actually made off of the lava coming out of the volcano. And what it does is it really seals that energy or that image coming. It's like it's taking a picture, it's taking a flash of that. So it really is the crystal that is vital tile, you know, vile. Okay. Yeah. So you really want to work with that particular crystal. So the obsidian, sometimes it can be, you know, I've had reports of people saying they started working with the obsidian and they found themselves very hostile, speaking their mind, saying certain things. One brother talked about how he went to work and he was cussing everybody out, and he remembered he had his obsidian in his pocket because it brings things to pass very quickly, and it reveals sort of the truth, and not the truth of others, the truth of yourself. You know, the truth of yourself, and it brings up emotions. Alarming emotions. That's the job of this crystal, to bring these alarming emotions up and feelings to the surface that really could have been locked deep within you. A lot of deep feelings. And just depending on certain different times and different places where you are, you don't want to take an obsidian with you to work. You don't. So it really is. It's a stone that sort of gets you in the position where it sort of, in a sense, it really puts you in the position so you can confront the real cause of what's going on. And sometimes that's tough to look at, because the real cause a lot of times is yourself. So when you see that, and that can be overwhelming. But here's a combination I want you to put together. And you really, you know, the obsidian is one of those crystals to work with when you're willing to work at the root cause of a problem and uncover your true self and release your emotional blockage, particularly those traumas of the past, you know. And what it does is it helps to energize you, so that you can begin to really free you up so you can evolve yourself spiritually. And then you want to put the moonstone with this, and I'll tell you what this does. The moonstone, a crystal, really has everything to do with the feminine archetype, and we're talking about that energy. You know, and this is really, it has a lot to do with the cycles of life. And this is really sort of resonating those things of life and death. And it really takes us through the necessary process of growth. It really just allows us to see things through the emotions onto the spiritual side. So putting these two together, what is this going to be great for? If you have pains of the past, love pains of the past, broken hearts, you want to use this for. A loss of a family member, someone who was lost, you want to use this for. You want to also use this for sisters. It's excellent for brothers and sisters, but and even in a partnership, if you've had a miscarriage with a baby, you want to use this. Abortions, you want to use this. Witnessing trauma such as murders, someone being raped, someone being killed, all of this, you want to mix the moonstone and the obsidian. If your heart is longing for someone you love and they've made their transition, any of your ancestors, family members, you want to begin to put these two combinations together. After you work with the obsidian and the moonstone crystal for about a week together, and how you're going to work with it, take it with you into meditation. Take it with you when you're doing visualization exercises. Take it with you, you know, when you're sleeping at night. You can put it underneath your pillow for dream work. You want to work with this combination together. And then the following week, what you want to take and work together with is you want to work with obsidian and rose quartz crystal. The rose quartz crystal is going to slow it down some, slow that obsidian down, so that you can begin to move through those blocks, move through those things that are holding you back, get to the truth, get grounded, and also go through the process. Because this is another thing that people do not want to do. They don't want to go through the process of doing the work. If you don't do the work, you won't get the results. And this is, again, about if you love me, meaning yourself, prove it, show it, do it. So this is a way that you can prove it. This is a way that you can do it. So the obsidian and the rose quartz crystal is what you're going to work with next. And you'll do that for a whole week. And then the following week, what you're going to do, this is a three-week process. The following week, what you're going to do is you're going to take a moonstone and you're going to take a rose quartz and work with them together, doing a lot of visualization, doing a lot of meditation. You're going to work with those two together. And you want to begin to journal these as well. So those are another combination. We're actually going to get ready to do our first giveaway. So let me tell you what we're going to be giving away here tonight. So you guys can know. So you can know what the giveaways are. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. So you can get in. So I can hear from you. So you can press 1 so we can talk about all of the things that we're going to be giving away tonight. If I can get myself together. Oh, here we go. We got lots of goodies. Okay, so like I said, you guys, I want to go back. The best investment you can make, the greatest investment you can make is in yourself, is in yourself. I've made those investments in myself. I'm still making them every day. You don't get to a point and then get to sit down and say, I already did that. This is not about checking the block. It's about a continuous work every single day. How committed are you to loving you? How committed to you are you to doing that work? Because this is an everyday job. Talk about people who don't want to stay on their 9-to-5. This is every single day work. No one gets to sit down here. No one. So here are some of the things we're going to be giving away. And I'm so excited about this. I really am. Wow. Over $400 worth of gifts here. So I'm going to give away two Know Your Magic audio workbooks. Two of them. So two people will win them. Yay! Yes! Yay! So I'm giving away two of those. Now, then I'm going to give away two sacred sessions. Let me tell you, the sacred sessions, and anybody who's had the sacred session, this is that foundation. You've heard myself, you've heard many others talk about it, and this is about investing in yourself. It is the foundation that you get to build that opens up so many doors, so many people. Esther, Sandra, Kalimar, I could go on, that has had this reading. And I hope you guys don't mind me telling that. I apologize. I'm only going to say the names I feel comfortable with, because you guys know I keep all of that stuff secret. But the hundreds of thousands of people that I've done at this point that had those sessions have gone on to really, when I say know your magic, they know their magic. And you can tell they know their magic. And not because of me, because they did their work. The sacred session opens up so many doors, so many different things. It just takes you to a whole nother level. So I'm giving away two sacred sessions. Two of them are going to be given away tonight. And also, one baby lotus. Because I love my baby lotus, and I just revamped them. By the way, I'm in the process, because Spirit has really been working with me this week. And I've gotten so many channels in. Just about every single one of you that's about to get a session from me, it's going to be different. Because I've come up with all kinds of different things that Spirit has showed me how to really change this. And I'm so pleased about the baby lotuses. So you guys who are waiting for your baby lotuses, know they're coming. Know I've made some adjustments, and Spirit has really just lifted this energy. I've channeled some new things that I'm putting in there, and it's no hold bars. I am completely naked when I'm doing sessions with you guys. I'm completely naked now. So when you come into the session, it's just, wow, what can I say? What can I say? So, two sacred sessions and one baby lotus. The other thing is, I'm giving away a God Goddess numeric Akashic record reading. That's another one. I love that. I love that session. I do. And those of you who've had that, you know as well how powerful it is. How powerful it is. And how much stuff you get in all of these. All of the sessions are independent of each other. All of the sessions are independent of each other. And, you know, the crazy thing is, you guys know, when people come, they get all three. They're like, giving me all three. I want all three. I want all three. I want all three. So I'm giving away one God Goddess numeric Akashic record reading. And if you don't know what these are, you can always email me, question, question, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. The other one, and I'm really going to see how Spirit moves this. I have some other goodies for you guys that I'm going to be giving away. And those are going to be two surprises. But I can tell you one of the surprises that I'm going to be giving away. Those of you who have followed me for a while, you know that I also have my own, it's not really a fragrance line, but I have my own line called Nemu. And I talked about the story about how that name Nemu was whispered to me by Spirit during one of those times where I was forced to know my magic. And out of that, birthed out of that creation, came Nemu. And NEMU really stands for nothing else moves you. So when you hear Baby Blue say, if nothing else moves you, life will, that is where NEMU came from. But later, I was able to, even before my consciousness was even at that level, tie NEMU even back to me and the work that I'm doing now. It's a real crazy story. One day we'll have to talk about it, maybe on the Blue Blast call. And so, yeah. So I'm going to give away some of those products because I was able to reconnect with my chemist. And, you know, she was just so excited. She was like, when are you going to still do NEMU? People are asking for it. I have it in available in masculine and in feminine fragrance. Just excellent. I have vibrational scrubs. Oh, when I tell you this vibrational scrubs, for those of you who have been with me and I sent out samples because I sent them all over the world, and some of you who even purchased the products when I was really going hard, they loved it. The only reason I didn't do it is I know we've been talking about time and there is no such thing as time, but there wasn't enough blue for me to do it, just to do it. But I'm able to be able to manage this. I have a lot of great and wonderful people. Some of you guys know you help me out in every way. Esther, you're always helpful in the room. Kalimar, you guys always help me out. Help me out with other things on Facebook and different things. And of course, Sister Munya, who works with me, and just a slew of other people who are just so close that you guys help me. That it's allowing me to really birth some of these things. Still waiting to birth some of these things. So, in honor of all of the work that I've done, see, this is how you know that you truly know your magic. From the show with Baba Blankets, and I've done this for you guys, so those of you who have products and companies, you know I always support you and I'm buying things, and I did that kind of behind the scenes, and I still will do that randomly. I always try to pick somebody and invest in them because I'm ultimately not investing in them. I'm investing in myself, in me. This is for me. I'm investing in myself. And so tonight, to give away over $400 worth of stuff, I can do that. On the show with Baba Blankets, I can do that. The show with Wayne Chandler. By the way, Brother Wayne Chandler does have all the winners, and he's in Jamaica. I think he just got back tonight, and he will be sending them out, so just be patient with that. He will get to you. The Reverend Goddess Charmaine, and it's going to be many, many more that come on. These are gifts that I did, you know, that I did, that I said, hey, here you go. See, you got the fertility doll. You guys need to come back and share these things with the Remix family because this is something that I did. I gave this. This is my gift to you. So with the Know Your Magic audio workbook, I will continue to give those gifts to those who are investing in themselves because that's what it's about. When you're doing a reading, you're investing in yourself. When you're getting these things, you're investing in yourself. All of this is for you to do that. So let's get down. So now we know what the gifts are. We know what they are. Hold on a second. I got to get my mind right. I warped to another place real short. It's a place I want to be. I warped there real quick. Let me warp back here and mind my business and stay here. Let me warp back. Okay. So we're going to go to the phone lines. And remember I told you guys I want you guys to get naked. I want you guys to get naked, for real. We're going to get naked. Also, I'm going to open up the phone lines so that we can hear from you guys. But y'all silly. I'm going to open up the phone lines. And the first thing we're going to talk about, I want to talk about the crystals, the gems. If you've had a reading, if you had some of these things, you can still call in. I'm not stopping you from calling in, because I have people who've had readings 2 years ago, 3 years. Some people come every year. You can't come every day. That's a good thing, but they come every year. And they've come back. They've had a reading. This is their second or third or fourth, or they've gotten them all and they're coming back. So it doesn't matter. This is open. This is open. So we're also going to do readings from matters of the heart. Matters of the heart. And what I need you to bring from me tonight is your honesty. That's what I'm looking for. That's sort of the exchange that we're going to have here, the honesty in it. I want you to tell me about tonight's show. You know, what sort of made you call in? What sort of made you want to call in? Why you feel, you know, that you really want to get into the business of, you know, loving you know, trusting you. So we're going to go to the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines, and let me know you're there. Tell us where you're calling from. We'd love to hear from you. If you're on the phone lines and you press 1 and you don't want to be pressed, unpress 1. But we're going to go to the first caller, and it looks like calling in from area code 518. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. My name is Kim. I'm calling from Albany,
Kim.
New York. Hi.
How are you?
Good. I'm just listening. That's all, basically.
Okay. So you didn't press 1. It shows your hand up. So, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
right.
It's just so good for you to listen, Kim. Good to hear you on the line tonight. Peace and love to you.
Thank you.
Peace. Okay, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Call again from area code 786. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 786 is listening. Okay, you guys, if you have a question, matters of the hearts, too, we'll be doing readings right here live. 973, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay, we're going to try. It looks like a lot of hands are up. I don't know if you guys press 1 just automatically. I hope you can still hear me. It's doing some funny things over here, but all is well. We'll still get this done. Calling in from area code 571, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. I'm going to say people can't hear me. Calling in from area code 832, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Hi, my name is Zandalay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
Okay, greetings to you.
Greetings. I really enjoyed the show so far. I do have a pink quartz crystal, and I was kind of doing some of the exercises that you were saying about putting the crystal in your belly button. It's kind of funny because I think I instinctively was doing that before when I was kind of playing around with it. And I've kind of been carrying it around in my pocket a lot. And I can't really say, like, it's done anything for my love life, but I definitely felt a lot more just I feel like I have, a much more loving spirit, you know, just carrying
it
around.
Right. Well, that's a good thing. Were you trying to do some things to really increase your love life?
I think I was doing something more in tangent with what you were speaking about on the show, you know, just just kind of like bringing that that love vibration towards me. I have a 1 year old, and I have a little boy, and I'm sure as you know, children, they take up a lot of time. You know, they kind of like suck a lot of energy from you. You know, so just kind of trying to bring that vibrancy back. You know.
Within yourself. Yeah. I definitely can understand that. What was your name again?
Zendele.
Zendele?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Zendele. Okay, Zendele. Zendele, here's what I'm gonna do. Since you called in and you were just very, very honest with yourself about what you were trying to accomplish, and, you know, you said you were working with the rose quartz crystal and you were really just trying to get into that, get into really just finding that love for yourself. Finding that love within yourself, you said it's making you a lot more calmer and everything. So if you want, I can give you a mini reading. You want a mini reading now?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. We'll do that. The number one thing for you that I really want you to begin to be open for is really being open to ask for and also accept support from others. You know, you mentioned something when you said about your child, you know, and how sometimes they suck up our time. I don't necessarily feel that, but I can understand what you're saying about children and how sometimes we have to give them a lot of attention, that sometimes we feel like we don't have enough energy left at the end of the day after loving on everybody we love, particularly when it comes to our children when they're so small, that we don't have time to love ourselves because we're exhausted.
Right.
We've given all the love that we have. And so this is the time that Spirit is saying for you to ask for and accept the support of others.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that I see is that you have good people around you, friends and some family, correct? And you can begin to really set some time up, maybe not a lot of time, but, you know, you can pick a day, a time that's going to be a good time for you and say, you know, as an exchange, I can do something for you and I want you to watch my son for me for maybe about an hour or two, and really use that, because the number one thing I also see for you is that you have a big heart and you have so much love to give, and really you're able to tap into this love, and it's coming for you. I know it's been a rough last 18 months for you.
Yes, it has. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's very accurate, because I've been listening to some of your previous lectures, and like especially when you're talking about Whitney Houston and how she was sitting here kind of, you know, to with kind of like a mission of love. You know, I really resonated with that for myself.
Oh, yes, you definitely came back for love, too, and you're in the right place, and it does my heart good to know that you're first trying to find that love for yourself. Like I said, the last 18 months have been very difficult for you going through these things, so this is an opportunity for you to really be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, do you love me? Do you trust me? You know, prove it. And so you're walking on that path of proving it. And because you're walking on your path of proving it, I'm going to give you a sacred session. That's going to be my gift to you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. And but I want to talk about this mini reading here. And I'll tell you what to do, because you're going to need to do this within like 24 hours in order for you to claim this gift, because it requires you to invest in yourself, okay?
Okay.
But I want you to make a commitment to contact, to speak to your family members so that they can take time to help you.
Okay.
So that you can spend time with yourself. And okay. One of the things that I want you to begin to get into, because I see that there is a lot of disorder around you because of the last 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you need to bring that energy back into balance. And I don't want to make it all about work doing this, because I want you to get out and have some fun, because you haven't done that either. And maybe go somewhere and get a full body massage. But I also want you to do some funky feng shui. So I know you listen to the feng shui shows.
I did.
Go back.
And I made my Bagua Bagua map too.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. See, that's what I'm talking about. You got naked here, and it's a beautiful thing. So let your friends help you. Let those people who love you help you as you continue to find your love. You know, ask for and accept the support from others. And then I want you to email me, of course, at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue. And I want you to email me and let me know that you won the sacred session. Put your name and information in there. The sister who works with me, Sister Manya, is going to set that up for you. She'll tell you everything that you need to do so that you can get that sacred session. Okay? How does that sound?
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, and I look forward to working with you as well. And definitely make sure, you know, you let us know how everything turns out for you. So peace and love, and so glad that you are definitely doing your work.
Okay, and thank you so much.
All right. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Good night.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. Hey, everybody else. This is Chelsea, and I'm calling from Virginia.
Hey, Chelsea. How are you, Chelsea?
I'm good.
It's good to hear from you, Chelsea. What's going on? What's going on?
All right. See, now a few things. I've got a gift from a curious gentleman a while back, and it was a bunch of crystals and stones. He's like, here, take here. You can have these. And I didn't know, and I never got a book, but I'm getting a book now, one of the crystal books. But it was this one stone, and I was like, dang, that's really, it was like really attractive to me. So I'm looking at it, not knowing. And you just said moonstone. So I Google, you know, images, and that's what it was. So that's this nice, beautiful stone. So now I know what that is and a few of the others, but I'm getting the book. That's one thing. And what else I wanted to tell you? I forget now. Don't know. But I have a lot of these crystals. This is what I want to say. Every day before I go out, I just randomly pick one, and I don't know if that's something I'm supposed to do, or is it drawn to me, or is it really random, pick one or two, maybe three, to just put in my pocket, just to have for the whole day. No, go ahead.
Beautiful. No. Go ahead. You was going to say, and?
I'm just, like, trying to, it's more of a, because I'm looking at them and I'm like, all right, and I kind of, like you said, I remember you telling me when you're picking your crystals out to actually take home with you, it'll call out me. So that's what kind of how I'm doing it in the morning. Or sometimes I'm like, all right, you look good today, let me take you. I don't know.
Okay, that's really good. But I want you to share with us, because we are getting a little naked here. I want you to share with us what you're doing to prove, to show it, that you love you.
Okay. I'm challenging myself. I'm about to challenge myself. And it's a little intimidating, but then again, it's pursuing a field totally out of, well, at least I'm going to be taking some type of classes to pursue a field that's totally out of what I've even been doing for the past whatever years. And the thing that's intimidating about it is because it's going to be a lot of information. But then the thing that's attractive about it is for some reason, something inside of me is saying, like, this is, it's going to sound crazy, that my hands are really going to help people with doing this new.
Oh, yeah. I had already picked that up anyway. So, but yeah. Uh-huh.
And you said something about it with the baby.
I sure did.
Caller.
I sure did.
You sure did. And so.
I sure did. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing.
Beautiful.
And,
beautiful.
It's going to be no sleep because I'm going to be doing double time, working in the day and then going to do this at night until I'm done. But I'm excited about it because years back I wanted to do something in the business of it, but it was like, how are you going to do the business of this and not actually know it or learn it for yourself?
Mm-hmm. And so how has the remix played a part in that?
Oh, my goodness. The remix is always on time, which, like, giving me those aha moments, even just certain things what other callers say or things that the advice you're giving them. It's always like, oh, okay. So I was listening to you in Panic's Sunday. Was it Sunday? Yes, Sunday. I was in Miami in the sunlight, drying my hair, and that's when I like to listen. If I can't catch it live, I like listening to it during the day in the sun. And for some reason, it just gave me some kind of energy. That's another thing I wanted to tell you. I don't know what it was. Just like I just felt like.
Oh yes. Yes. Look at all the light that's here. Look at all the light that's here. Even your light. Yes. The remix is definitely a place we come to recharge our crystals within ourselves. The readings, the sessions, all of that works with that. Yes, yeah, beautiful.
So that's it. I think that's about it for now. Unless you have something to tell me, Ms. Blue.
Well, if you want, I can give you a love reading.
Okay. Love.
You sure that's what you want, Chelsea? You sure?
Sure.
Yes. Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right. Here's one of the things that I want you to think about when it comes to sort of where you are at this particular place.
Mm-hmm.
And where this is when it comes to love.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding these things about love. And particularly when it comes to that love for yourself.
Yes.
Okay. So, I want you to think about, because this is the time of the year, a lot of carnivals are going on. There's a lot of carnivals going on all over the world. I mean, in Brazil, beautiful carnivals that are going on in Brazil and different parts of even Canada. Of course, you know, we got the Mardi Gras. It's like carnivals are everywhere. And one of the things that they do during carnival time that's so interesting is what they call masking. You know what masking is? Have you ever heard of masking?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of times when the carnival comes, this is an opportunity to mask.
Mm.
It's an opportunity to sort of hide that. And what's coming up now is not so much that someone is masking themselves to you, but Spirit is saying it's time for you to make sure when it comes to that relationship with yourself that you're not masking. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Because this is like a beautiful time for you, Chelsea. And by you really just coming in this place of honesty and really, like you said, going after your heart, you know, something that you thought about before, but you just didn't know how to do it, but really being willing to step outside of those boundaries, to unmask yourself, that truly that love that you're looking for, that love with yourself first, is going to be that love that's going to get reflected back to you. The number one thing is to remember about the masking, because that's how you're going to be able to get past that. So that's beautiful. I love it. I love it. Yeah.
All righty.
And what I have
stand here
for you.
Naked.
You said what?
Said I'm going to stand in the middle of the room and just expose myself.
Well, you know, that that exposure is for you. That's
yes, it
not
is.
For anybody
yes,
else. That's for you. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's from you. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I want you to know that. What you're going to get, at Chelsea, I know you've had a reading by me, but here's what I want to give you. I want to give you a part of the Nemu, the vibrational scrub. And what this vibrational scrub is, it's mini diamonds. And because you're going to be dealing with things of your hands and you're going to be getting into understanding the different meridians in the body and massaging the body, this crystal, this diamond scrub, helps to raise your vibrational frequency.
Mm.
So that's what you're going to get. You're going to get some feminine energy from Nemu, and you're going to get the diamond scrub. So that'll be coming to you. Yes. So make sure you... Yes, it is, isn't it? You're going to love it, and I want you to be able to use it. And, hopefully you say, Ms. Blue, I got to have some more. I love it.
Yes.
So you'll be able to get that. Yes, you'll be able to get that. And some of the things that it helps you with and some of the ingredients, it helps with courage. It sparks creativity. It removes any kind of blocks. It helps open up new paths, new energy paths for higher enlightenment. It cleanses your aura, and it also helps you to tap into psychic powers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I got for Chelsea. So, Chelsea, email me.
As I always do.
Email me. Yes, email me, question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And Sister Manya can let you know how you're going to get that, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Ms. Peace Blue. Thank you, Sister
you're
Manya.
Peace and love, Chelsea. Peace and love.
All right.
Beautiful. We're going to go on to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like from area code 972, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Ms. Blue, this is Sherry from Dallas.
Hey, Sherry from Dallas.
I said I'm good-looking ass in the chat room. I was sitting up here listening to everything that you said, everything you said from your last show, and one of the things that I'm bringing to the table is I am at the phase in my life, I have been very lucky that I've had some beautiful love experiences with some lovely men, but the same issues, even in this current relationship that I'm in, I actually saw this guy put trust issues on the table in this relationship, and I tried to warn him, but of course he didn't listen, and when he put trust issues there, I did me on him, and I don't get mad now at this phase in my life. And once he saw that I was not going to get angry at him for what he did, and I just asked him why, because I told him I was going to use this relationship to sort of figure out why this has come up, trust issues from my first relationship from high school to today. And it's always, and what I've discovered is, it's based in them. And I put it in. I called him, he's arrested in his development, because why did he do it? And once he's willing to talk about it, it's resonating through my entire life with trust. So, bite it. I'm hoping we can work it out, but I really don't care. And that's what's bothering me tonight. Because I'm really happy. And I'm going, this is a write-off program for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sherry, it's always a joy to talk to you. very, very positive and very powerful sister. And so I'm glad that you were able to call in so that you can get naked. Naked. Because you got naked.
No,
you got
naked. beautiful black lacy slip of it.
Okay. Right, right. Well, not literally naked, but, you know, you got naked.
Yes.
And here's what I want you to, here's what I want to share with you. I'm going to give you what Spirit has for you at this time. And this is one of the things, and I know when it comes to the matters of the heart, when it comes to love, this is about you, Sherry, being able to release and heal from the past.
Yes.
You said that, but I had already picked that up. This is about you releasing and healing from the past, and you haven't as of yet done that. And even though it may look like these men have the problem,
mm-hmm.
the problem is really that you keep reflecting the same image to them. So, in essence, you're still in that high school relationship that went bad.
Mm-hmm.
So that is their reflection that you're pulling back. You're pulling them to you. So even though consciously you have forgiven, here's what Spirit is saying, and I know you're open to hear this because you guys, if you don't know this sister, I know her very well because we spend quite a bit of time together. Very powerful sister. Unlike your other life where you can let things go like that and release them and move on, when it comes to matters of the heart, it's difficult, not only for you. This is so many that's listening that will hear this show either now or in the archives. It will be difficult for them too. And they know it's difficult. It's difficult for everyone to do this. But this is about you forgiving and learning. Learning from your forgiveness.
Mm.
It's very different than saying, I forgive you. And knowing that I have forgive you. But then learning from my forgiveness. Not what the forgiveness did to them, but what the forgiveness did to you. And so what Spirit is saying, that formula that has to come together is that you have to be able to forgive and learn from your forgiveness. Because you're forgiving, but you're not learning from the forgiveness. So in essence, you're not really forgiving. It's kind of just depression.
Because that's one of the things that I said to a good friend. I said, I'm going to get this lesson. I'm not going to go around this bush, this man.
Right.
And Miss Blue, they coming out the, I have to admit, I do look sexy and cute every day. It doesn't make
me. Right. Beautiful. I wish I could say I look sexy every day. I don't know about every day. Maybe
I'll. Every day. And,
beautiful.
I'm going to get this with the Remix family, you, my prayers and meditation.
Yes.
I mean, so many good things are happening that this block, and that's what I'm calling it now, is just blocking so many good things. Just a hand reach away. And I'm not going to go any further with this matter. I'm going to learn this from you, Blue. So help.
And I know you're ready, or else it would have never came up. I know you're ready. I know you're ready, or it would not have come up for you. So I definitely stand in bearing witness with that for you. So this is really about you releasing and healing and experiencing more love in the present at this time, getting the love now. And that love has to be unsupported by anything. So it's almost that love of loving without any expectation. Kind of what we're doing here tonight is just the love. We're giving the love, just like you gave, the love that you gave. And it is the forgiveness. Remember, forgiveness is never about the other person. It's about you setting yourself free. It's letting go of the couldas, the shouldas, and the wouldas, particularly when it comes to other people for you. Because you can make that list and said, he could have did this, he should have did this, and if he would have did this, you got to let that go. And then learn. Begin to look at, like you had the reflection here tonight, that relationship when you were younger,
mm-hmm.
and these relationships coming up. What is the number one element that keeps happening with all of these relationships?
Do you want to answer? I know. I spent some time in meditation and prayer for the last 7 days, and I came up with something.
What is the common denominator between all of these? What do they have in common?
The common denominator that I have come into play is that they always tell me, and if I play it up, all the relationships back, is that
they
think I'm smart, they think I'm sexy, and they are really shocked to find out that I'm loyal to my relationships, even though children flirt with me, birds flirt with me, men flirt with me.
Sorry.
I actually surprised them for being so loyal. I don't cheat in my relationships. And that shocks them.
Okay.
I don't even cheat mentally.
Okay.
I don't even do that. I think that's even cheating, just like having sex.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're loyal, but that's not it. The common denominator is you.
I could get that one too.
But see, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with whether you cheat or you don't cheat. I mean, there's people in relationships with people who damn cheat.
Oh yeah, I
know
that.
Don't want to. So it's not about the cheating. It's about you. It's about you. Learning the lesson of forgiveness, truly to forgive. But I'm going to tell you,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have anything to do with them, nothing.
Okay.
They are the reflection of that. And if you can hear this,
okay.
you can definitely get this. This has a lot to do with rejections in your life.
Okay.
Of where... People, if you can hear me, people have done things to you, said things to you, and you never got a chance to receive their forgiveness. So tonight,
uh-huh.
I want to start paying the way forward by asking you to forgive me, to forgive me.
Okay.
Because those words you have not honestly heard. And
that's
so it's
true.
Very tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because I'm sitting up here thinking, I'm thinking about just not my male relationship, I'm thinking about my mother, my mother's 1 of 15, my dad is 1 of 11, I'm 1 of 8, so we're talking a large family.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's true. And then when I think about my church family, I'm still a church girl, even though I know, but that's another conversation. And it's amazing to me, like you said, people say stuff, and
yes.
then when they show forgiveness toward me, I just look
yes.
at them as though I can't even
yes.
say anything.
I know.
I just, oh,
I know.
My God. So, I'm receiving this. I'm receiving
yes.
this.
So it is about really recognizing that first, a lot of times we have to hear things and it has to come to us a certain way so that we can really have that awareness within ourselves. So for everyone out there, for every single person out there that you never got to hear that they are sorry and ask for your forgiveness, then I want to be the first to say that to you. And I say that in an honest way because you're such a beautiful person. I mean, I was able to connect with you and I'm very honored for that. And just to have your knowledge and your skills and everything that you have, it helped me learn and grow, you know, through our connection.
Yes.
And even going into your records, which were so powerful, and you're a very intuitive sister yourself.
Yeah.
So, really what I want to do is to help you help
yes.
yourself because
yes,
that's all
yes.
we can really do and really give you that gift to understand that you have to forgive,
mm-hmm.
and you have to learn from the forgiveness. But it's hard to learn something that you don't have a template for, an honest template. So
you read my mind, because I could probably write a page or a paper on forgiveness. But
right.
when I think about what has happened in all relationships that's translating into my what I call sacred relationship with a guy, I have no, like you said, template, and I've been searching, asking, and I'm getting good things that brings more attraction to more men, and I'm going, okay, you ain't getting this lesson. So it's forgiveness.
And I know that that attraction from men is also something that has evolved over the years too.
I got it down to art.
But as you can see, that's mm-hmm. not getting you anywhere. So
attraction.
Yes. Attraction is something easy. If anybody, man, woman, you can attract anything. It's not that difficult to do. But what is difficult is to forgive and then learn from that forgiveness, the learning of it, because that's what's going to truly move you to the next level, so that you're not attracting things that's not a true representation of your reflection. Because when you begin to attract those things and then they come, and then it ends up being sort of this relationship that can't go anywhere, the only thing that's clarification is that you can attract, but you're not attracting what you feel you really are.
And let me throw this out too. Once they're attracted, I'm so good that I can read their spirit, and I stop them with a good question. So I can deflect them as well as attract them, but that's still not me, my lesson. It's not.
All of that is what I call the fluff.
Yeah.
That's fluff.
I'm frustrated now, I'm not getting the lesson, and I'm going, why are you missing it? And how are you missing
it? Well, how you're missing it is these two steps, forgiveness
mm-hmm.
and learning. Because what Spirit is saying, you deserve love. Know that you're lovable, and that's what you don't know yet, that you are lovable.
Okay.
Attraction, that's one thing. Anybody can attract things. If you understand those laws, you can attract things, but it doesn't mean that you're going to be able to hold that attraction, or it doesn't mean that that attraction is even authentic. So if you can hear that, then you will know. I don't know. Do you have the Know Your Magic audio workbook? Do you have that?
Miss Blue, I'm re-fung-shuing in my house. I'm literally sitting on zero, and I found a couple $100 in the file in 1997. I had to start laughing because I got the prosperity thing down, because money comes everywhere. I find money.
Yes.
I find money in my files. It gives me money.
Yes.
So the prosperity, I got a good handle. I'm looking on the money thing right now.
But Sherry, yes, I want you to stay with me here.
Okay.
Do you have the Know Your Magic audio workbook?
No, I do not.
Okay, I'm going to gift that to you tonight. That's your forgiveness gift.
Oh, thank you.
That is your forgiveness gift. And
okay.
So this is about you really getting into that work, because it's going to help you work through forgiving and then learning from the forgiving. Because truly what you're after, of course you can attract prosperity. Of
mm-hmm.
course you can attract men, but you're really out of love. And that's the one thing that can't be fooled. It can't be tricked. There's no shortcuts. You got to do the real work to get there. First, the love for yourself. Number one. Because like you said, you can attract any man you want. So let's push them to the side. Push the brothers to the side for just a moment. And this is about you being able to attract you to get naked. so that when you get this reflection going, mm-hmm. it is true and it is authentic, and standing before you is something not that you think, not that you even have to read, not mm-hmm. that you even have mm-hmm. to question, but you, without a shadow of a doubt, know is the real thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I can't wait to get it. Because I've got a couple of things working, and even I did the exercise with the foot, naming love, what's prosperity. That was just easy. I drew the foot, but I just could not charge it with the moon. We just had a great full moon, and I'm saying, why are you being hesitant to finish this ritual? And now it makes sense that I'm not complete to finish the ritual.
Right, right. And you know what? I just love you for saying that. Because
mm-hmm.
I got it.
I did everything. I did. I was waiting for this full moon on the 21st.
Yes.
And I'm looking at the papers now with my foot on it, with the circle in my instep. And I got the law paper and the pop, and I could not put it together. I could not put it together.
Well, now you're going to have what you need, and now it's up to you. It's up to you, because the Know Your Magic audio workbook is about doing love your way on your terms. Your terms.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So beautiful, well, Sherry.
I contact Manya later on, and
okay.
I just use your question for Blue, and I will
mm-hmm.
get. And I'm going to jump right in, because I am still, quote, technically working at my own business, not making no money, a.k.a. I'm looking for money to come in steadily.
Well,
that's a nice
this
way to put
will
it, right?
Definitely, it will help you with prosperity as well, too. So there you go.
Well, thank you, and I hope this conversation helped a lot, because it definitely helped me.
Well, beautiful, beautiful. I'm glad I can be a part of it. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I do have a good chance at authentic love. That's what I'm shooting for, okay?
Oh, yes, you do. First you have to get this. This is what's holding you up. So there you go. You got it. It's there for you.
I'm going to jump on this. Thank you again. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely.
You too. Peace and love. Peace and love. Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, wow. We have 16 minutes left to go, but we're going to keep going till we give out these gifts here. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 770. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue.
Yes, greetings.
Hey, I'm bored. How are you?
I am. Greetings on board. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I'm going to win that Akashic reading because I'm about to spill some juice. Okay.
Okay. I hope it's some juice that was sparked through us here at the remix.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to get real naked. So a couple years ago, you gave me a reading. And the main reason why I wanted the reading was, you know, for career type. I was having trouble making career-related decisions. But for some reason, you kept chiming in, saying that you kept getting something about a sacred union that kept coming through, something about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. And I'm like, why is that coming through? I'm asking about my job. Who cares about
a sacred
union?
Mm-hmm.
But that just kept coming through so strongly. Yada, yada, yada. Like, a couple months later, I met this guy, and he was kind of whack, but, you know, I was still hanging with him anyway. And I'm like, ooh, I hope I'm not going to marry him, but I was just hanging out with him just because, well, I was bored.
Okay.
So, anyway, come to find out, guess where the sacred union was? Just
where?
With him.
Ah, and you never came back to give that confirmation. Listen.
I never gave a scoop. He had a sacred union, but not with me.
Well, then no, that's not it.
But that's what I was thinking. I mean, it's that. But for some reason, that's what I connected to. You kept
Well, no, but what happens is, and I'm joking here, but no, seriously, that sacred union doesn't necessarily mean, and a very good point on board, sacred union doesn't mean marriage always.
Right. You said either marriage.
It doesn't always mean that. It means that you will enter into a union that is sacred to you. You'll have that closeness. You'll be with that person. And sometimes relationships have destinations too. So it really is the opening you up for what is to come. If you're willing, because remember, I think if my memory serves me right, because this was a while ago, but I still feel the same energy from you. You want it, but you don't. So the universe cannot return to you something that you want and that you don't want at the same time. It becomes a conflict.
So true. I'm so indecisive. I have no idea.
Yeah. So you can't say, I want a relationship, but I don't. Because if you're saying that, then you're going to get one, but you're not.
Right. Exactly. And then you said something like the sacred union could have to do with me having a baby. So I was like really scared. But he had kids, too, so I was like, well, maybe that's it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you're right. I agree with I'm very, very indecisive. I have no idea what I want. I want one thing 1 second and not the next. So.
But guess what? It's okay for you to be indecisive. It's okay for you to be that way. I mean, you can be that way. You can be indecisive. It's okay to be that. But what happens is when your heart becomes torn, then this is when it's time for you to really get some clarity, you know, when your heart is torn.
Right. So true.
There's plenty of people who are very content where they are.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
You know.
Okay.
You know. So everybody deals with that. And so, you know, the funny thing is I didn't even mention the Akashic reading. I mentioned the God-Goddess numeric Akashic record reading. That's the one I mentioned.
What's the difference? What's the difference between that and the regular?
Yeah, the difference is between the God-Goddess numeric Akashic record reading, it's you on an Akashic level dealing with a numerical system. And then the Akashic record reading is, and one of the things that I want to say, because this is a good time to say this, I don't use any programs. You know, people have asked me that. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? I don't use no programs. I get naked. I use raw energy. I use my universal energy and tap in. I don't use no programs. I don't use any of that stuff. It's just me.
Right.
So even with the Akashic record reading, that reading is basically, and I know you guys have read the description, is basically really going into your records, the Akashic being the Sanskrit word that basically means everything that is pertained on this earth, even this is in there. And also, it also has to do with you on your own personal level at a soul level. So really going into the records at a soul level, you know, and if that is you in a past life, we talk about it. If I don't go in for past life, though, because we are ancient people, I would be in your records forever, and I don't want to do that.
Okay.
So, but I do go in for what is impacting you the most in this incarnation, what is sort of holding you back, let you know those things you can overcome, challenges, really free you up to do the work here, give you some indication of where that work lies. Give you some ancient points to study as it's connected with you on an Akashic level.
Yes, that's exactly what I need. Even if I don't win it, I want one of those.
Okay. Well, beautiful. I actually had something else in mind for you.
Okay.
I wanted to give you the Nemu.
Oh, awesome. Yay.
I wanted to give you the Nemu. I did. I said the next caller, and I didn't know it was you, is going to be the Nemu, the vibrational scrub.
Awesome. I'm excited.
I don't know what they're talking about in the chat room. I don't want
to
know. So make sure you email.
We are so crazy in that chat room.
I want you to make sure you email me at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for getting naked. I'm glad that those things came to pass in your life. And many more, because time and space needs to be removed in readings, because for me, past, present, and future all are in the same space. And these things will come to pass. They really will. And I'm glad that you came and you were able to bear witness that they did. And I know you're much further and closer to what love looks like and feels like to you for having these experiences.
Yes, well, thank you very much, Ms. Blue.
Oh, you're welcome. Peace and love. It's always good to hear from you.
Thank you.
I'm bored. All right, peace.
Thanks, bye.
Bye. Okay, you guys, I want to tell you this. Don't forget, Sunday night we're going to be doing a show, but let me tell you about Sunday night. Sunday night we have a show. It's going to be a remix first. Coming on the show is going to be a father and a son, two brothers. These are some amazing brothers. I actually was on the call talking to them back and forth. I've been conversing with them, and we spent some time together. It is going to be a wow of a show. They wrote a book. We're going to talk about the book that they wrote. But here's some of the background, so you can get the background. One of the brothers, his name is Norman. He's actually the son. He's an engineer and a scientist, and he works for NASA. And then his father, who is also an engineer, comes from a social science background, and very interesting brother, has a lot of history. Their bloodline comes from a bloodline of builders. They wrote sort of this metaphysics, science, sci-fi book that is going to be a series, doing some very powerful things. It has to do with perception, and it has to do with thought. They're going to be coming on to talk, and not only did they come from a background of builders, but the other one, the other father, is actually going to be, the father's name is Brother Hassan Ahmed is coming on, and I believe I'm saying his name, Ahmed is coming on. And he's going to talk about their connection. His father, he remembers being young, where his father actually worked with Marcus Garvey. So we're going to be bringing all cultures and history across, even talking about their lineage that goes all the way back to the land of Kemet in Africa, when his father first came over, who was also an engineer, an architect, that worked with Marcus Garvey. He remembers these stories from being young, all the way up to his son, who is actually his son, who works for NASA, who's a scientist and an engineer. So we're going to be talking about all things woo-woo, the mind, talking about us as melanin people. It's going to be a great down-to-earth share, two generations, father and son, who came together. It's going to be Sunday night. It's going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to put the show up, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And they really are just going to bring some perspectives that is just going to be very interesting from so many different angles because of the history and the culture. Like I said, they come from a background of builders. And when I say builders, I'm talking literally. His father was an engineer. Then the father was an engineer, and now the son is also an engineer and a scientist working for NASA. So coming from the land of Kemet, from Africa, and then coming to America working with Marcus Garvey, and now his son listening to the remix and working for NASA. Who would have thought? But they have an amazing story and a lot of amazing science that we're going to be talking about and really just sharing stories. So it's going to be one that you definitely want to gather around. You want to come together. We're going to have some good fun in honor of us honoring ourselves every single day. It's just going to be really good. I spent some time with those brothers. You got to love the brothers, and had so much fun with the daddy and the son. and they wrote a book together. How amazing is that? So you'll hear that whole transformation. You'll get to hear about their background, their history, their culture that really takes us on two different continents and come together, and just how the story came together. And I, from what I hear, it's actually going to be a movie. So we're going to have a lot of fun with them. They're very easy to talk to. We'll be doing Q&A, all kinds of great things. This is Sunday night. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Make sure you press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you're here. And you're here because you want to share as well. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be powerful. It's going to be a very powerful, powerful share. I'm going to start randomly choosing people. We're going to go down the line. We're going to get to everybody. I do want to talk to you guys and see who's on the line. We're going to go to the caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 718. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 561? I don't know. I think something's wrong with the board tonight. I don't know. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 469. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Lou. This is Hadia, and I'm calling from DeSoto, Texas.
Okay. Greetings to you. Greetings.
Greetings, Ms. Lou. I wanted to get a mini reading. I've been working on a lot of healing within myself, and I know that I'm still going through the process, but I think I'm at a point where I'm able to start accepting goodness and good things in my life. So I just wanted to get a mini reading.
Okay. And we're doing readings of love tonight, and I know that's also a part of this as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the number one thing, and tell me your name again. I'm sorry. I'm having a little bit of problems hearing here. What did you say?
My name is Hadia.
Hadia. Okay, Hadia. Yeah. The number one thing I want to talk to you about, and this is what Spirit is saying. Sometimes, you know, and I don't know if you've experienced this where you live, but, you know, with the weather being the way it is this time of the year, sometimes what happens is early in the morning when you get up, like when the mist and the dew has fell and it's real foggy outside, if you're driving, it's kind of hard to go the speed limit, because it's the fog in certain areas is just so thick. Have you ever experienced that when you're driving?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to hold that thought. I want to say goodbye to everyone who's not on the phone lines. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I don't know if we'll get to an after hour, but if we don't, and you're on the line, and you want to share something with me, email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And, of course, as Divine Cypher says, download. Make sure you download this show and all other shows on the remix. Make sure you download. Love to hear from you guys. And it's been an amazing share. If we don't give away everything tonight, know that the giveaway will still happen. So be in touch. Be connected. Maybe we'll do it Sunday night if we don't get a chance to finish this. But I want to tell you this, what Spirit is saying. Stay open. Okay. You know, stay open, particularly when it comes to matters of your heart and love, and really just begin to change your perception when this comes to how you see love, how you see that of love and relationships. I'm going to close them out. If you like the show, like it. If you love it on Facebook. Make sure you leave a comment, leave a message. Peace and love, much love, warm spirit, and love to each and every one of you guys. And, you know your magic. Know your magic now. I look forward to seeing you guys, hearing all of the wonderful things that you're doing, and definitely knowing that you're proving this to yourself, that you're telling yourself you love yourself and you can really feel that. So reach out. Let me know what's going on in your world. I love you guys. Much love, everybody. Much love. I guess we're streaming now. I guess we're, yeah, okay, we made it to the after hours. We didn't crash. We didn't crash. We made it. Okay, so beautiful. So, yeah, really stay open. Stay positive. Really have that perception about it, you know, and really know that romance, that love, that sacred session, that sacredness is coming to you, that it's coming. And really stay open for that. What's happening now is that you're beginning to lose hope, correct?
Yes, slightly, yeah. I am.
Yeah, and so Spirit is saying, no, don't, because it's coming. One of the things for you, and I feel like we've had this conversation before, but I'll just document it here. When the weather gets warmer, I see this for you, and actually I see this in almost a park-like setting. The reason I say when the weather gets warmer, because I see trees with leaves, and I see the grass being green, and I see it being almost like a park, somewhere in a park. And I see you and this brother, pretty good-looking brother, embracing each other. So this is coming, but okay. Stay open. Don't give up hope. Make room for it. Let go of the things that you need to let go of and just be able to do it.
Okay. I will definitely do that.
Yes. And come back and let us know. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know how that goes, okay? So peace and love to you, and thank you so much for calling in. Peace and love.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
All right. Beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 843. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Ashay. We're calling in from Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay, greetings to you. You said Shaylin?
Ashaylu.
Beautiful name. Greetings to you. Greetings.
It's actually Ashayru.
Ashayru?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ashayru. Okay, beautiful. Yes.
Well, I was calling in because I have a question concerning a matter of the heart. I've been involved with my daughter's father for about 9 years now. We've been on and off, and we've had a pretty rocky relationship, but I do feel like, you know, we are connected and we have something special together. But within the past year, then I met someone that I really care a lot about, and that person has been a really important part of my life. And I just feel kind of like I'm torn between trying to make a decision. I just want to get naked and tell you, you know, one of the issues with my daughter's father is that he has two other kids, and this is something that I'm pretty disappointed in myself about, but I have not really been able to accept these children and you know, love them like I should. And that's something that I've been struggling with, and I don't know, because I do genuinely love children, but some reason it's been difficult for me to welcome these children, and it really hurts him, and it hurts us, and I really would like some guidance if you could offer your help.
Yes, and thank you so much for getting naked here and calling in and saying that. Let me ask you a question first before I tell you this, Shayru. Is one of the children one that he had, or both of them, while you guys were still in the relationship?
No, both of them were before our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, from a prior relationship that he had with the woman that he was with for a few years. So.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I picked up some other things, but no need to go there, really. No need to go there. But I will say this. Whoa, I don't know what that was. Okay, I will say this. Here's the number one thing that I want to say to you when it comes to this and really true love. And I'm just going to give it to you exactly as Spirit says it. And that is, this new brother, this new person on the scene, really is sort of kind of giving you love in a way that you haven't experienced it, correct?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, I kind of caught a glimpse of that. That's what the woe was. But anyway, that's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show.
Yeah, it's, I would describe it as a woe. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. It was a woe. Trust me. So, but I'll tell you, I feel really, really good about this, Sheru. And really, this could be the one. This could be it. This is really, you know, of course, it's up to you and your free will, but I feel so good about this. And really, for you to begin to work with this, to work towards this, you know, that this definitely can be the one for you to do that. A lot of things happen in the relationship with your present, your current relationship that you're in. A lot of things happen there. A lot of things that was seen and unseen. It's not about blaming. It's not about who's wrong or right. And I know you're not saying that either. So I want to be clear to you to do that. But when you say your heart is torn, your heart is really not torn when it comes to the love. Because, yes, you do love them, but not in the same way. Not in the same way.
Yeah.
And so it's not in the same way. You don't love them in the same way, correct?
I mean, when I sit down and I'm honest with myself, I'm coming to terms with that. You know, I feel like my daughter's father, I do love him very much, and he's a very special person to me. But I just, you know, I don't know. I really don't know how I feel about that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know. I'm confused because I feel like we
can't
get together.
Right. Well, here's one of the things that I want you to reflect on while you're here in this moment. Definitely, I feel for this new person that could be it. That could be the one. But the situation between you and your daughter's father is that really a big part of your fear in that relationship was that he was going to leave you. And so for so many years, you did all of this jumping up and down about don't leave me. And now you don't want to carry the guilt to say, after I said all of that, now I'm going to leave you. Does that make sense?
It does. It really does.
So I want you to begin to look at it that way, that it's time for you to begin to get a little bit more naked with yourself and recognize that when you were at that time and you had that insecurity and you were dealing with the fact of this is what stemmed the hate, or I shouldn't say hate, the dislike with the children, is because in your mind you could not conceive him being with anyone else other than yourself. And so those children is a reminder that same love, that same passion that you two shared, that he also shared this with someone else. So you're right. It's not the children. You don't dislike the children. But it's still that mindset. So here's what you do need to do. Otherwise, you're going to get into another relationship if you decide to leave and just recreate the same thing, is that you really need to begin to find that true love within yourself. And recognize that the decision you're making is not based upon anyone else other than yourself. So if you decide to stay, you need to stay. Not based upon the fact of any kind of guilt. That's not the reason you stay. You don't stay because you said all of this and now you get to break your word. And you don't leave because you feel like this is a more secure place for you to be. It is truly about following your heart. And really being honest with that in your heart.
Okay.
Really being honest with it. And not necessarily jumping out there feet first either. I'm not telling you to go run butt naked down the street. And I think you get what I mean. But it really is about looking at it this way, because that's what's holding you. you know, somehow you have this concept, but I know where it came from. It came from your relationship of how you grew up and the constraints with men in your life, starting with your father.
Mm-hmm.
So this has a lot to do with, if I love one man, I can't love another. So you're thinking somehow if you love this guy, you can't still love this other guy. That's impossible. That somehow it has to be that way.
Okay. That's, I mean, that's just so true. I mean, that,
yeah.
That really is true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I thank you so much for this. I was waiting and I thought,
yes.
Oh, no, I'm not going to get a chance to talk to her. You know, but
no, no.
I'm just so happy that, this has really helped me because I've been struggling with this and I've been trying to come to terms with it, but I have been feeling a lot of guilt associated with it because,
yes.
Like I said, my daughter's father has been really good to me and we've had our ups and downs, but he's ultimately a great person. And now one thing I know he did, and I guess we don't want to get into it like you said, but the lady that he had the two kids with, she had a baby, but it was supposedly for another man. She has, a younger child. And I had wondered about that, but I thought, oh, no, I mean, there's nothing to be concerned about. But I just thought that was strange when you asked if he had had a child during the course of our relationship. But,
Right.
Well, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
Yes, I'm gonna give you something I want you to do too. I don't know if you've called the Know Your Magic line. Do you have that number?
No, I don't.
Yeah, well, I definitely want you to call the Know Your Magic line. And let me see if Sister Munya can put it in the room for me so I can get it to you. I have so many numbers in my head. But I want you to call the Know Your Magic line.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a ritual on there. And if you heard the show that I did, Feng Shui, part two, it had a lot to do with letting go. And so the number to call is 641-715-3800-10569. There's a ritual on there to do.
Okay.
And also, I want to give you a sacred session.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome.
So excited.
Yes.
Okay.
So what you have to do, just email me at questionforblue@gmail.com, and Sister Munya will get that set up for you, okay? And so just kind of remember those things. Yes, I really feel good about this new relationship for you, though. I really do. Ultimately, it is your free will. But one of the things that Spirit definitely is saying is that you have to begin to love yourself first. And so that way, once you love yourself, then things will become clearer for you. That's where I kind of was going with the fog and how things are sort of foggy when you're first getting up early in the morning and you're driving
mm-hmm.
and you can't see clear. So how you're going to get into seeing clear is to begin to love you, because once you understand, and this is not about a perfect work, but just getting into the work and doing it for real, things will get clearer to you. They will become clear. And then you can make a decision that is based upon some real authentic things that live within inside your heart and not sort of these false things that have shown themselves because of hurt and because of pain.
Okay.
All right. So I look forward to hearing from you. You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Me too.
All right. Okay, we're going to continue, you guys. We still have 44 minutes in the remix, still giving away gifts and prizes and getting naked. We're doing all kinds of great things. Don't forget to download. Don't forget, Brother Panic is going to be doing the Atlanta lectures. You definitely want to do that as well, too. you can just Alana Lectures. Email Brother Panic at alanalectures@hotmail.com to find out more information and figure that out. Okay, so we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 619. You're live in the remix, 619. Ooh, 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Blue?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hi, this is Nakia. I did not mean to press one, but I will.
Okay.
Come here, sis. Come with me. Okay, Miss Blue?
Yes. I'm alive.
This is Nakia. This is Nakia out of San Diego. And I have a friend here with me, and I was telling her about you, and she really wants to speak on her issues with love. Hi.
Okay. Hi. Who's on the line, please?
My name is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
And you wanted to share something with this, Crystal?
Yes, you know, with my love life, it's been rocky. You know, I've been dating a guy for 8.5 years, and he was always abusive at times. And I felt like he hated me at times because he'll put me in a situation to where I can almost lose my place, you know, where I live at and everything, because he'll drink and stuff, you know. And I'm trying to get over it because I let myself know, you know, that I don't need him to be in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't know. I'm just stuck because it's like I let him go, but at the same time, it's like I don't know. It's like it seems like there is nobody like him on his good part where he had good. I haven't found that person, you know, and I'm trying to get myself together and everything, and I try to give him plenty of chances, but it didn't work out.
Right, right.
It just blew up and it went out with a bang, and now I'm like, okay, I'm focusing more on me, yeah, but at the same time, it's like with trying to find a man or something, it's just hard.
Oh, yes. Well, it can be. It can be. But here's one of the things I want you to think about. And thank you for that, Crystal, for calling in and getting naked with us tonight, as I call it. The first thing I want to tell you when I get into your energy, there are some things that I want you to begin to think about, because this goes back a lot further than him. This is much deeper than him. This has to do with when you were about 7 or 8 years old. And I want you to begin to think about that in your childhood, in just that relationship, and not so much the relationship with men in your life, but your relationship with your mother.
Right.
Does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, my mother, when I was growing up and around that age, she used to party all the time, and I had a sister at the time that was born and stuff, and it was like my mother just, like, left me, you know, pretty much, because she would go out and drop me off at my grandmother's house, and it was just like she wasn't there.
Right,
but then at the same time, my person that I call my father, who was really my stepfather, he used to fight my mother all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She was in an abusive relationship also.
Right, right. Really, and so that same thing, I want you to focus that there, because more of the energy came from with your mother. Than it did even from your stepfather. I mean, seeing that as a child, of course, that left an imprint on you. So I'm sorry. Let me get out the chat room. But seeing that left the imprint on you, and that relationship with your mother really caused and set up some abandonment issues. If you can take the phone off speaker for me, that would help, because I'm getting a bad echo there.
Okay, take the phone off speaker, and I'm about to turn this
on. Okay. Can you hear me now, Crystal?
Okay. Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
So that, what that did, Crystal, is it set up an opportunity for you to have abandonment issues. And so this is what's going on even in this relationship. It doesn't mean that you guys don't not love each other. But when you're together, it's not always a good mix. One, you have so much maturing you need to do, and he has maturing he needs to do. And so you're absolutely right when you say that you're trying to get yourself together. But at the same course, you long for that love. And it's very hard for you to be alone because as a child, like I said, when you were 7 or 8, you were left alone a lot. And so that's one of your greatest fears is to be by yourself completely. So two things I want you to work with, a rose quartz crystal and a smoky quartz crystal. A rose quartz? Your friend can tell you. She'll tell you what it is.
A rose quartz and a smoky quartz. Okay.
Yes, and I want you to also email me because I'll give you instructions. I just don't want to take time on the show to go through that, that. And I want you to begin to work with the rose quartz and a smoky quartz. The rose quartz is going to help you to get grounded, get some clarity, and really just bring that calming energy in, particularly when it comes to those things of love. And it's really healing. It's a very healing crystal. And rose quartz, what it does is it helps you to overcome any kind of past traumas, negative energy that you may have built up inside of you, and it raises that frequency to the frequency of love. The rose quartz and the smoky quartz combined together is going to help you remove that energetic cord that every time you separate yourself from this brother, you seem to give in and let him come back.
Yeah,
it's
going to
help
every
you
time.
Stand
every
true.
Time.
Yes, it's going to help you stand true there in that particular place. Now, the one thing that Spirit is saying, if you make the effort to really follow your heart on this, because, see, you know what you got to do. It's about you really having the strength to do it. You watch your mother go through these abusive relationships, and now yourself at a young age is going through these abusive relationships, and you don't have to do that. Now, I don't want to be slighted here. I don't want to be slighted here, Crystal. I got love for you, but you also do some abusive
things. No, I
want to
hear
it. Yeah, you do some abusive things, too.
Yes, I have.
Trust me. Spirit shows me. So this is about not just freeing him, but also freeing yourself as well, too.
Right.
It's about freeing yourself so you can get back to that love for yourself. And this is what this whole show is about. It's about investing in yourself, being able to get into yourself, because that is waiting for you. So that's what you're longing for. But as long as you hold on to what you know is not right for you, then the only answer you can get is what is not right for you.
Right.
You see? So it's going to take work. Like I said, it's going to take work. As long as you're committed to doing the work for yourself, you can do that. But this is about healing issues. And hopefully these words will soothe your heart. Because
and do
this
you
is
see
not
me really moving on and getting somebody else?
Okay. If you do the work. If you don't do the work, you're not going to be able to move on. You may move on to someone else, but you're going to recreate the same situation.
Right. And
because
that's what is going to happen.
Yeah. This is not about him. This is about you being abandoned when you were 7 or 8. It's about you standing there watching your mother get dressed and leave you. This is what this is really about. And if you can hear that, just these words, it's going to start to trigger something. That's where you need to go.
Yeah. Okay. It's oh my goodness. It's like, yeah, yeah. You're right on the money right now.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to email me at question.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you the email address. Question QUESTION, the number 4, blue@gmail.com.
Do you have that, sis?
I have everything.
Okay, she has that. She has that, so she's right beside
yeah.
me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So beautiful. I want you to email me, and what I'm going to do is I'm also going to, I was only going to give out 2 sacred sessions tonight, but I'm going to gift you a sacred session for you to get a reading from me, a full reading.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yes.
Sounds
yes.
good.
So email me at that email address, and the sister that works with me, Sister Manya, she'll get you all set up and book your divine date on that and continue. But I want you to just remember, when you don't have the strength and you think it's about him, that you
mm-hmm.
recognize that it's about you being 7 years old, watching
mm-hmm.
your mother leave and the situation she was in.
Right.
That's
okay.
going to give you the strength. That's going to give you strength. Okay?
Okay.
And work with those 2 crystals, the smoky quartz and the rose quartz. Take them with you into meditation. You can sleep with them underneath your pillow and really begin to just ask that you be guided and that your energy flows so you can see what you need to do next to keep improving your situation and get into loving you.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It'll help you with abandonment issues as well. So peace and love to you.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Peace and love to you. Okay, we're going to go on to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace. It's your boy. No,
thanks.
No, thanks. What's happening, Ms. Blue?
Oh, greetings, no thing. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm sitting back here laid back, listening to everybody, you know what I'm saying, express themselves and getting free, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
One of the things I got, anything about the crystals. I have a rose quartz and a tiger's eye, but they're shaped in pyramids, though. Are those good crystals to work with?
Oh, yes, most definitely. And even the pyramid crystals, you know, when you look at sacred geometry and you study the pyramids, those pyramid crystals are excellent to work with, especially in your sacred space. The tiger's eye, as well as the rose quartz crystal, because they have a lot of energy and power. Let me ask you, what color tiger's eye do you have?
It's like a brownish type color, like a light brown
okay.
and a dark brown mixed together.
Okay. So have you done the research on the tiger's eye?
Oh, yeah. I do my homework. Please leave.
Yes. Well, beautiful. So, yes, you can place them around in your house. You can place them around in your sacred space. And you can just keep those crystals all around you. Keep them around you. If they're big enough, put them on your altar, charge them up. You can also have them, lay them out. There's different formations that you can do. You can put one at your feet and one at your head, and you can begin to lay out with them and do different layouts with them. Sacred geometry will kind of lead you in a natural formation that's right for you, and you can do all kinds of things with those crystals. Yes, they're excellent to work with, and the shapes play a very important role as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, what about the, because I got an aunt that's made out of jade, and it's a green
mm-hmm.
jade.
Uh-huh, same thing. You
okay.
know the power of the Ankh, and you know the power of the Ankh itself. I mean, the Ankh is powerful. You can make an Ankh out of paper. One time me and Brother Panic talked about that. Powerful. So, you know, to have it mixed with the jade and some of the properties that just come with the jade, yes, definitely. Know your magic. Yes, powerful.
Okay. And what's up with the little mini love reading? What's up with that, though?
You ain't want to say you want a mini love reading.
Let me get a love reading.
Let me give you a mini love reading. All right. So when it comes to you, no thing. And thank you for your honesty. Thank you for getting naked. And thank you for your honesty. When it comes to this, one of the things for you, it's not so much that you have the problem when it comes to other people and loving them, but for you, it's all about healing your family issues.
Hey, you on par with that one. I feel you on that one. But finish, I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. It is, and this is really what Spirit says. It's about, you know, as you can begin to understand and really have love and compassion for those that are closest to you, your mother, your father, it's through that true forgiveness and that love that's just going to make your personal sacred unions just flourish that much more. You're going to reap all the benefits from that by doing that. But for you, it's about you really beginning to heal those family issues. Not look past them, not ignore them, but really healing them. Yeah, and forgiving.
Hey, man. Hey, Ms. Blue, that's deep right there. And I ain't saying this. I'm just saying this in general. Like, I always was kind of skeptical about readings and stuff, but this right here, let me know that it's a real deal, because I do have, I am in this moment working on that, showing that compassion towards my family members, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm trying to say, though.
Yes, I know. Yeah, that's why I told you that. So, yeah, Spirit is real. It's real. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So beautiful. I want you to begin, especially that rose quartz crystal. You can work with that. That's going to help you. Take it with you into meditation, you know, and really just ask to be guided on some of the best ways to release some of that. The tiger's eye is excellent for courage, and not the courage like we think of Rocky running up the steps, but really that courage to stay true to your path and what you know to be true in your heart. But also having sort of that love and that compassion for those that are around you, so that you can still forgive. Yes.
Because that's what it is, man. I just feel like since I made this transition over the years, and just like how my family is, and me growing and breaking that cycle, it's just like I'm kind of like feeling kind of what's I want to say I feel like they won't accept my change. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, they won't accept your change, but you also got to know that this started way before the change.
Hmm.
The change is just now becoming sort of something else to focus on.
Okay.
The change became some other things to focus on, you know. So look at it just from a very, very well-rounded perspective, and know that no one will do that to anyone they love just because of a change. There's greater reasons there. There's other things, unresolved issues there. And so, you know, it's about having that compassion for that and that love for that too, you know, but really forgiving them. Forgiving them so that you can really forgive yourself.
Huh. All right. Yeah. All right, that sounds good. That sounds all right, though.
All right, no thing. It's always good to hear from you. Peace and love to you, and thank you for calling in and sharing. All right,
thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. All right, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 513, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Katara.
Okay, greetings, Katara.
How are you? I didn't know it was going to take off.
Okay.
I'm just sitting here listening to you. First, I have a question then. I about love. I seem to have commitment issues or something. I can't really seem to allow myself to get into a serious relationship, long-term relationship. So I don't know if you can give me any advice or anything, but I would greatly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. I can. I really can. I feel like I just did give you some, but...
you did.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm not a little... I'm crazy, but I ain't going to make sure I'm that crazy. Okay. Yes. Okay. No problem. And let's take a look and see if it's really commitment issues, okay? I know you're doing a self-diagnosis here.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want you to self-diagnose yourself too much, okay? Mm-hmm. Here's the thing that I want you to think about when it comes to commitment issues. And I want you to think about you. You know, who you are, the person you are, and sort of how you sort of visualize or your perception of what that love looks like for you in your life. And often this becomes very tricky, not to the other person in the relationship, but to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have sort of what's like a codependency.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You're the person who's, I don't want to say dominant in the relationship, but very comfortable about saying and expressing. So you're the one that really kind of opens up and kind of lays the foundation first.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happens, and this is really based upon some things that has happened in your younger years.
Mm-hmm.
That energy flips and you become codependent.
Mm-hmm.
And so once that comes in, then you're struggling with yourself about where you are in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times you want to be in charge of it.
Right.
Not so much the person, but yourself. You want to control everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't control everything in it, then somehow you feel like you're not in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's really about this sort of addiction of controlling. So it's not so much that you have a problem committing, because your whole issue is when you see something that really is worthy of this commitment, then you'll give it.
Mm-hmm.
But self-sabotage keeps coming up, so all of these reasons come up, and either the person doesn't want to commit or you don't want to commit, and so therefore there never be the commitment ends.
Mm-hmm.
So it is about really thinking from the perspective or coming into the relationship from a child and letting go some of the religious dogma,
mm-hmm,
mindset about how this relationship should be. Mm-hmm. And sometimes still making yourself feel guilty about what other people think a relationship should be, as opposed to what you're truly feeling in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Very much so.
Yeah. So you don't have a problem with commitment, sweetie. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a problem with commitment. It's about really starting from that position of perception and just staying true to your heart, because that's when you're in the most loving, the most committed, the most free, and the most honest, and the most open place is when you're there. It's when everybody else's junk starts getting in that you can't find you anymore. And so these things become you become codependent on these things to determine how you feel about certain things in the relationship.
Right.
And it becomes a conflict from within when you can just let all of that go. This is about you doing life on your terms, your way.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you're doing it anyway. Why not have it where it can be for your eyes? And not something that just weighs heavy on your heart.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was just taking it in. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, peace and love. Make sure you email me, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Peace. All right, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. I appreciate you guys so much for just being naked here with us as we talk about those things of love and crystal. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 773. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Greetings. It's Christy.
This is who?
Christy.
Christy. Greetings, Christy.
Hi, Ms. Lou.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Well, I have a question. It's about this guy that I've been knowing for about, like, almost 4 years. And this is, like, the only guy that I ever, like, really, this is the only guy that I fell in love with, and I can't seem to, like, let it go. I don't know if I should let it go or if I shouldn't. It's kind of like back and forth with it. I don't know if I should. When I think about, like, having a family and my future, it's like I see him. I can't see anybody else but him. And sometimes I feel like I should let it go because it's like causing me obstacles for me meeting someone else, and then sometimes I feel like it'll work out. I'm just pushing it. I need to just like let it go and just see what happens in the future.
Mhm. Well, here's one of the things, and thank you so much for calling in, and I really know what it feels like to have that love, you know, somebody that you love. And when you begin to look at a vision or you see something, even when you're looking in the future, that you can't see yourself separated from that person. You only see yourself and you only see that person. It's like nothing else can come into the picture. So regardless of what the relationship looks like in the physical, you guys are still together.
Yeah.
And that just makes it so much tougher to move past it. I know you're ready to hear this, and this is one of the reasons why you called in. You know, we all have free will here. Everybody has free will. So ultimately, the decision that you make is yours. But if you're open to hear this, let me share with you what Spirit is saying. And when it comes to this relationship, and you said it's kind of off and on, but this is what I see. That he doesn't want this relationship. Is this where he is now?
Yes.
He doesn't want it. And so, sweetie, here's what Spirit is saying. There's not even enough chemistry to keep this relationship going. And if you think about yourself, and I want you to think about particularly over the last couple of days, and I want you to think about how sad you've been, and I want you to think about how you've been feeling about it. If you could choose, if you could say how I feel could be any way in the world at this moment, would you choose to feel like this?
No.
How would you express yourself? How would you want to feel? If you could say any way that I want to feel right now, how would that? What does that feel like to you? Explain that. Express that.
It would be joy, happiness, and just peace and harmony.
So joy, happiness, and peace. Joy, peace, and happiness, and harmony.
Yes.
Now, here's the good thing. You can actually feel that right now. Right now, you can feel that. Yeah, you're going to have to do some work, but you can feel that right now. And so I'm going to give you a magical statement. This is one of the things that I give out in my audio workbook. Do you have that, by the way?
No.
Okay. Well, in my magical audio workbook, we talk about magical statements. And I show you how to write those magical statements. So your magical statement is, I feel joy, peace, happiness, and harmony. All is well in my world. I want you to write that down as your very first one. One of the things that I'm going to give you with is the audiobook. So I will need you to email me so you can get that. If you have me on speaker, I need you to take me off because I'm getting feedback.
Oh, no, you're not on speaker.
Okay, maybe it's on my end. But I want you to do that, okay? So that's going to be the statement I want you to work on. So every time you get to feeling sad and down, I want you to start there. And another thing I want you to do, a crystal I want you to work with, is going to be the rose quartz crystal and the clear quartz crystal. Have you worked with crystals yet?
No. I was actually going to purchase the clear quartz crystal. I've been thinking about getting it.
Okay. Well, I want you to get the clear quartz and the rose quartz crystal. But you're going to email me because we got about 11 minutes to go. And I'm going to tell you what to do with that. It's going to be a bath and a ritual that you can begin to do. I also want to encourage you to call the Know Your Magic line as well. There's a ritual on there. And listen to the show. And you can email me. I'll send you these shows, too. But listen to the show that I did on Feng Shui Part 2, Letting Go. Because this is really what's coming up for this relationship. In fact, the truth of the matter is it's already been gone. And so Spirit is saying at this time, it's not even enough chemistry to keep this relationship going. It's not. And so that you can begin to heal yourself, because this is ultimately not about him in this relationship. This has to do with you being a little girl too and really wanting that love from your father that you never got. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
This is what this is about. So we want to make sure that we lay some good foundations, and the Know Your Magic audio workbook is going to show you how to do that in a psycho, kind of sexy, and a cool kind of way. Lay some good foundations, release some things from yourself so that when you get into the next relationship, and you will have another one. I know this seems like this is the only one. Trust me. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt. But you can move past this. You really can. Okay?
Okay.
So right, I look forward to. Go ahead. I'm sorry, sweetie. What did you say?
Oh, I was just saying thanks a lot.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love to you. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. We have about 9 minutes left to go in the form. And with those 9 minutes left to go in the form, we're going to try to take one more caller. And we're going to go to the caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Keisha from Detroit.
Okay, greetings, Keisha from Detroit.
Well, hi. I feel like I kind of suck at this love thing. Like, I haven't dealt with a lot of people. I've been around the same person for probably over 10 years. I don't know if I have, like, trust issues and things like that. I feel like I was lacking a lot of love in my life growing up, so I'm not sure if that's, like, part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I spend a lot of time with myself. I really don't be out too much. I don't know if you can pick up on anything right now.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you, Keisha, and thank you for calling in. And the number one thing that's coming up around you right now that is playing such a major role for you, it has to do with finances. Does that make sense when I say that in your relationship?
Maybe. I felt like I've been doing a little better, but that was always something that bothered me because I always felt like I couldn't take care of myself. And
right, yeah. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's what Spirit is saying, that really this is about sort of that feeling. And I also get the feeling it's almost like he's more of a daddy to you than a mate.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I actually been feeling kind of smothered by him. Like, he always want to be around every second.
Mm-hmm.
I went through a lot of hard times with him as far as trying to get a relationship. And so we ended up just being friends, but people still view us as a couple because we always just still be around each other.
Right. So your biggest fear is to be alone.
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
A little bit of both, but you can tell me.
I'm not sure. I've been looking forward to him moving out. I can't wait.
right.
He got her apartment,
you're looking...
but he's still... Oh, go ahead.
But he's still there.
Yeah, I don't think he want to leave, and he wants me to go with him, but I really don't want that.
Mm-hmm. And have you come to that honest place and say, hey, ready for you to go?
Yes. That's how he got the apartment, because I've been trying to get him to go for a minute.
And the reason you won't move and go somewhere else is because what?
Well, I actually just got in this place probably like last year, so it's my place now instead of me staying with him. And so basically it's for him to move because this is my place, so I've been...
Right. But if you if he doesn't move, are you willing to just stay in the relationship?
No.
Okay. And the reason I'm telling you that is because you're going to have to be the one to make the move. Yeah. You're going to have to be the one to make the move. So, you know, I see you waiting. And I also see that a big part of this foundation had to do with finance and just the stability of your career and you working. That really this was some of the major issues in the relationship. If you're not willing to work on the relationship and move forward and go into something else because your energy is completely zapped when it comes to this. And you're hurting. Even though you're saying, I'm ready for you to go, you're hurting. And so you're in the position where you're waiting. But I also want you to just kind of open yourself up to know that you may be waiting for a while if you're waiting on him to make that move.
You
because
mean as
no
far
one
as moving on in a relationship? You mean as far as that?
I'm saying as far as just really because you can't move on into a relationship with this relationship still being as it is.
Yeah, I realize that. because it's like if I want to have company or friends, it's like he's always in the way or he's sad because I was out or something. But yet he still agrees that we're not together, but then I have to deal with that.
Right. And here's something else I want you to do, because I know that there are some more serious things of why you just don't say, get out, let me call the police and put you out.
This is not abusive, or, you know, he actually looks
no, 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 no. I never thought he was abusive, but he does pull that sympathy card that he can do something to hurt himself.
Yeah, he always get real down and like he don't want to be no more if I'm not here. And yeah, he does that.
Mhm. Well, you make sure you have him a good support system.
Okay.
And if you're really ready to move on, then you need to definitely stand your ground, and you need to do it, because you can't wait for him to be in control of a relationship that you say you want to be out of. You can't wait for him to get you out of it. You have to get yourself out. And that may mean that you have to move again. But this time, if you're done with it, be honestly done with it. Because staying there based upon guilt, now we have two miserable people for two different reasons. And what I was going to tell you is the reason you don't do it is because you're afraid he's going to do something to harm himself.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why I try to be patient. And sort of like today, I'm like, well, when are you going to get your furniture? Because, you know, he would just keep staying around here.
Right. So you have to make up your mind that that's what you truly want. And I hear the 90% of you saying you want him to go, but there's a part of you that wants him to stay. That's why he's still there. You can't be responsible for another person's life. I'm not saying throw him to the wind, but I'm saying make sure good support systems is in place and do what you have to do, because what you're doing now is, like I said, we have two depressed people. He borderline depressed, and you borderline depressed. Yeah, that's what spirit says. It's definitely, you have to begin to trust yourself, but you're going to be the one that has to move on, has to do this. The situation is calling for you to have faith in yourself, not faith in him. This has nothing to do with him. This is faith in you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Email me and let me know how it goes. Peace and love to you, and thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Just matters of the heart, so much going on, so much love everywhere. And as we continue to work through it, I just want to say peace and love to each and every one of you. It's been a great share tonight. Make sure you download if you like the show, like it. If you love it over on Facebook and leave a message. I'd love to hear your comments and your thoughts. If you're still on the line, share your thoughts with me. Email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N. And see you guys Sunday night back here live in the remix as we do, giving away gifts, having fun, and so much love, peace and love to each and every one of you.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, everyone. Much love, warm spirit. Peace.